I'm so noticed here, I think I got a real raccoon. I need to get out of the house instead of doing what you tell me to. I can't be so victory. Now my life is like a movie.
Good morning, everyone. It's May 30th, 2020. I personally hate long musical intros, so we'll just cut that off. That's the COVID Cooties by Symbia. It's one of my favorite little COVID songs. I know there's millions of them. But this is the Fakeologist Australian Roundtable as it started off back in the beginning before it became professional. Now it's back to amateur. My name is Abarato, the Fakeologist. And I am joined by a fantastic host of Australians. We'll start in alphabetical order because that's how Discord lists them. We have an ounce of salt per day, who's in Geelong, Australia. Good morning, Frank.
Ni hao.
Ni hao to you. Next up is Exoteric, who is from Port Macquarie, Australia, and he's probably driving around Sydney or somewhere. Good morning,
no,
Exoteric.
No. Mid-North Coast, and ni hao, everything's good, yeah, ni hao.
Ni hao to you, and we have Golden Skidmark, who's in Perth, Western Australia. Good morning. And Crickets, we better bring up his sound effects, because that's probably all we've got there.
Blah, 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 bling, 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 blah.
I'll be quiet. And we also have Rolo from Newcastle, Australia. Good morning, Rolo.
Good morning, Abarato.
Fantastic to hear you. And anyone else? James Van Woody is lurking. We left him behind in room 11. But he can always come in and join us. This is informal. We don't really have an formal host. I'm just starting out, but I usually fade and let it go to Exoteric and Rolo and Golden Skidmark. And just I'll let you guys have
it. We can't shut up.
And Rick has a new mic, so we can hear him now. I listened to last week's little newspaper read with you and Rolo, and I couldn't raise the volume enough to hear you because Rolo was blowing out my speakers. So it was literally Rolo talking to himself because I could not hear you. But I think you're pretty good today. You were so low, and you know, when you're driving along in your car, you can't really. With the windows open.
No. Yeah. I was at home. We did that, but it did. Yeah, we had some issue, and we forgot to put the streamer bot in.
I listened to it just to check, and I could hear it. Okay, I could hear it. Okay, but
I heard me. Okay, but you know.
Let's start with congratulations on to Fast Value and his lovely wife. That was a wonderful interview in the main channel. So it's nice to have a female. I mean, he's so lucky. She's
recording.
What a wonderful, sweet. Yeah, what a lovely woman she is. And
it's so good. It's so amazing to hear when you're into the stuff to have someone that can back you up. When your partner doesn't think you're completely mad, like I went through, and put you down as being a conspiracy theorist. It's to have.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have Mrs. Fakeologist because. She's not interested in the media. She hates the news, and she listens to me on this podcast. Sometimes she actually listens to you guys on the streamer. Otherwise, she's just in another room hearing me bounce my voice off the wall. So I'm grateful for her as well for putting up with this.
Let me do a big shout out. Hello, Mrs. Fakeologist. It's me, Rolo, and I. You've got a good man here.
That's
a good
very
man.
Nice. She doesn't listen to the recording, so she won't hear that, but I'll pass that on, that she's got the Rolo stamp of approval. To let you guys know, I'm making a bit of an investment. I've had a few patrons here come and go, so they've encouraged me. So I really thank anyone who hits me up on PayPal or Patreon. I don't have a P.O. box, so you can't send me money in the mail, but if you use those heavily commissioned services, I'll get the money, but... I'm going to start, and this is a tribute to you, Rolo, Fakeotube. Fako tube. You call me Fako, so I couldn't get fake tube because somebody's squatting on that property for $14,000, so I don't really want to give them the money.
Are you serious? 14 grand for the fake tube?
That's just what, I don't know how it works when someone's sitting on a domain.
It's probably Bill Gates doing it.
Yeah, it's Bill. Yeah, so we're going with fakeotube.com, fakeotube.com. And as you know, I love all the different platforms on the internet, and trying to find one that's not owned by someone else that could work for me. I've got forums, I've got a blog, I've got the Discord, and now we're going to try Fakeotube. It's costing, I'll full disclosure, cost me about $100 US a month, so I'm going to try it out. It's I've got maybe a third of that in subscribers, so not too much, but if anyone wants to kick in $9 a month, that would help.
Me and Rollo should do something. Me and Rollo should do something.
Because most of that money is going to go to Fakeotube now, so I'm going to try that. Now, Fakeotube, it's a publisher, not a platform. You know how now the debate is, are you a publisher or a platform? That's always been the debate with Twitter and YouTube. So I'm still the publisher, so I'm not going to just let anyone set up a channel there. But, of course, all you guys, I know you guys, and you're great. So I will definitely let you guys have an account for sure, because I know you guys, and for the most part, I agree with most of your stuff, so I know you're not going to make a mess of it. I only have 1 terabyte, which I think could fill up pretty quick with videos. Videos are pretty big. So we're going to see what happens there. So I'll give you guys, it's going to have the ability, this is the neat part about it, you're going to be able to upload directly from a URL, which is handy. So if you find a YouTube video that's really good that you think is going to disappear, but I don't want to duplicate YouTube, because YouTube is a zillion terabytes or whatever is bigger than a terabyte. So I don't want every... So if you find a video you think has a habit of disappearing from a channel that comes and goes, like PK's stuff.
Yeah.
And you like the video, and you think it's good for a Fakeologist audience. You always have to think of the audience. Don't do it just for everyone. So if it's a Fakeologist-style video, then you can take the link, and you should be able to place it and have it go directly to Fakeotube. So you don't have to download it. You can just send it the link to Fakeotube, and it will vacuum it off YouTube and put it on Fakeotube. That's the idea.
Okay, sounds good.
You will be able to live stream, I think, maybe. And that might work for Rollo, if he wants to do that. I'm not sure if that'll work yet, like it does on YouTube. But anyway, you guys will get channels, for sure. And we're just going to have the Fakeotube community. So it'll be basically Fakeologist community, just basically people that think like us. And we're going to have to be careful that we don't blow over the 1 terabyte. That could, so don't just willy-nilly upload a 5-hour video of...
Isn't a terabyte 1,000 gigabytes?
Yeah, which seems like a lot, but I'm not sure it's a lot with video. Because I just download a video that's 250 megabytes, which is 0.25 gigabytes. So you can see how that can add up.
Well, that's
how long was that one? How long was it?
How long was what?
The video, how in time?
Well, I'm not sure, because everyone uploads in different resolutions as well. That's the other problem.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not really sure. That could be hours. But anyway, we're going to try it out. We're going to see how it works. Yeah. I've got 16 gigabytes just of Corona stuff that I've saved. And that is free to share. I've shared that via Resilio Sync. So that shows you how quickly you can fill up space. 15 gigabytes, you know, it's climbing quickly. That's just my stuff that I've found. And that's, obviously, I don't save every video. I try and save the good stuff. So we're going to see what happens. I might be able to buy another hard or terabyte drive. I'm pretty sure we'll have to see, but we'll have to see what the host says. I have a manager that's going to deal with it, someone who does it for other people, so let's see if it works.
Sure.
Yeah, Bill Gates planned to vaccinate the world.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And so,
yeah, the Corbett Report stuff on Bill Gates. Here's one that's 400 megabytes. That's a lot. So that's half a gigabyte right there. That's just one video. Anyway, but that's a 1 hour video, I think. All right.
And,
so FACOtube.com. FACOtube.com.
Yeah.
Should be up today in some form or another. I have to play with it later, but it's not ready to go yet. Okay.
So, Frankie, how did Luke Bisson go?
He's in Team Sebastian.
Team Sebastian. Oh, I'm just looking at Guy Sebastian now on the front.
Okay, we have no idea what you're talking about here over in.
So on the a show I'm sure has got in Canada called The Voice.
Oh right, The Voice. Mm-hmm.
So he has appeared on the Australian version of The Voice and has been selected by one of the.
And that's the guy you met in the bar that you were sitting with a couple of years ago. You put a video out.
That's it.
Oh, good for him.
Frank was in the video. It was called Jaws of the Jungle, right?
Jaws of the Jungle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How's Corona Nation in Australia? Is Corona still going on?
Can I get started? Because it's starting to piss me off because they let the rugby league back to empty stadiums. Now, why are these rugby league players not social distance? You can't play rugby league and social distances. Vaccine or no vaccine, I don't give a shit. Now, the mental gymnastics these newspapers have to do, you know, they're getting up people for not social distancing, and we're still having to do it, yet we're allowed to play professional rugby league. This whole arbitrary nature of what's fucking essential and what's not essential is starting to piss me off.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. And can I just say the stupidest thing I've seen yesterday? I was driving past an outdoor park, like a recreational area where they've got set up like an outdoor gym. There were two guys trying to social distance boxing together. And so one was standing 1.5 metres away and the other guy was 1.5 metres away from him. And they were leaning in with the pads.
G'day, Goldie. I think I heard your laugh there. G'day, mate.
Yeah. Listen, are
you circumcised?
Are you circumcised? I drove past and I looked at these two idiots trying to lean in, and like one was holding the pads, and the other guy was throwing punches, and they were standing so far apart. They just looked like it was like, can you imagine social distancing wrestling? The two guys lying there, rolling around with each other, 1.5 metres apart. It's just not feasible. It's just ridiculous. It looks stupid. It doesn't do anything. You're not doing anything. And you're just being an order follower, and you're just showing how stupid you are. Oh, here we go.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the FakeOlogist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month.
How can you claim that nobody does?
Or one-time donation. Thank you for your
How
support.
Can you claim that you know the truth?
All right. Here we are.
Who's having fun with their soundboard? Who's got a soundboard, Howard?
I got the soundboard. Thank you to Velocet. He gave me some of the sound. Thanks so much.
Big shout out to Velo. HostSyndicate.com.
Yeah.
So I would like to point out the question. National Flat Earth Day today.
Oh, excellent.
International Flat Earth Day.
And did anyone go out marching?
Pod podcast.
Yeah. is Flat Earth still a thing? I was just going through my videos from the past. I'm trying to do a bit of a purge and see what's worth keeping. And I had so much Flat Earth stuff from 2015 that I never even got to. I didn't realize it was going to be so huge, but I have gigabytes of the stuff. And I'll be honest with you, I deleted most of it. It's just not interesting anymore. It's so 2015.
To be honest, you shouldn't delete it, man. I know you've already done it, but
I know. What do you save in this world? I don't even want to watch an old Corona video anymore.
I agree.
Am I ever going to watch it? I don't know.
It's so May 29th.
Really is. I want to live for tomorrow.
Is it May 29th today?
It is May 30th right now.
It's May 30 here, yeah.
Yeah.
May 30, are you right? I just checked my watch. You're right.
Yeah.
So, Rick,
thanks for sending that picture of the ridiculousness on the trains. When you were on the train, you said, sit here. And you said, I'll sit where I want. And I said, I don't mind as long as you don't sit on my face.
I got onto a light rail train yesterday. Or the day before.
Yesterday
healed my trouble. Anyway, apart from that, and every seat had a you sit here, and they're these heavy duty plastic round signs that are designed to stick to something and to stay there for a long time. These things must have been ordered a long time ago because the amount of these stickers that are everywhere on the rail and everything, it's not something you could just suddenly do 3 months ago.
This has all been planned ahead of time, but let's be honest. I'm pretty sure you can make stickers. The manufacturing process is pretty fast now to make coming from China, we have to wait for it to float over or fly over. But you know as well as I do, graphic design, I can design a label in an hour. And I'm sure we can bring Golden Skidmark into this conversation because he's so quiet these days. Goldie, you can produce graphics and stickers and stuff pretty fast now.
Yeah, actually, Photoshop, I've been really, you're always learning more, but yeah, I'm actually a bit of a top gun on.
Good man. I'm waiting for your fakeologist stuff, but.
Yeah. I've been very busy. But yeah, honestly, it is the best program. Forget all the others, guys, if you learn Photoshop.
And don't you have to pay every month for it? Now they won't give you the program, you gotta subscribe to it.
Well, I mean, I pay every month, of course.
Okay, so it is a subscription now. Because before you could download it illegally and just play with it, but now...
Yeah, they won't let you play. Say, you don't sail the high seas there, Goldie. Oh, what's it called? Is it how you normally pay?
You should pay for it. You really should. Yeah.
Adobe needs more money. But anyway, you have to... But you have to subscribe to it. So that means you never have... Is it all online, or do you download some part of it onto your...
Mm-hmm. Look, I've heard that if you actually just go into torrents and you download an older version, like even the PS3...
It won't let you work it, will it?
I still use Adobe Audition on my old PC, and you didn't have to pay... monthly feedback then, so I've still got my Adobe Audition, which is a sound editing software that's second to none. Yeah.
Is it better than Audacity?
Yes. Yep, it's top shelf.
Okay.
Rollo has a degree in computer science, doesn't he?
I do. Yeah. IT.
Now, why can't you do your own podcast?
Because I'm lazy. I'm old and I'm lazy.
And honest.
I don't want to take the path of least resistance, and that's why I'm here.
Oh, it really does. I mean, yeah. It's a lot of work. You know, it's just a lot of work to show up every week for, if you think about it. You guys are really good. You're really consistent, which is really difficult for 99% of the world to do. So we show up here every day. I guess we inspire each other enough to wake up. I would have really liked to sleep in today because I'm not too busy today. But I actually got up at 4 to get all ready so I could talk to you guys. So
my work might start
up next week, but right now I'm still sitting in the home studio where I can do stuff like this.
Sick cunts!
Right.
There you go.
Are you seeing anybody about your mental problems?
Are you, Lozzy?
Absolute wanker. I'll say it again.
Lozzy sounds fantastic. I've been listening to him last week.
I have. Is he talking about Corona?
Yeah, of course he is.
Oh, really?
He's up and down with it, but he... He's got, his voice sounds fantastic at the moment. He sounds like he did 30 years ago. I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm impressed, but he won't let Rollo.
It's amazing how it comes and goes with him. Yeah. Remember that time I played it on the Fart Podcast years ago? He should stay at home that day. Oh, man.
You were doing a lot of good drops. That was really well done. You're getting some licks in there. Let's say hi to Farsalia. He joined in. He's polite enough to stay muted, but anyone can join in and say something if they want. We're not really official in any way.
Yeah, well, Farsalia's here. I'd say congratulations, Fars, if you want to open your mic. Have you got your axe in your hand?
It's nearby.
You're a little low there, Fars. Boost it up a bit. I know you're an audio guy.
Oh, stand by here.
Farsalia just woke up.
2212.
Okay, then.
Anyway, he's listening, so, big shout-out to you and your lovely wife, Fars.
Yeah, Fars, you're a lucky man to have a partner that doesn't think you're a conspiracy theorist. And let me tell you now, I had a big argument yesterday with one of my best friends, and you know what he called me? He said,
"What do you call him?"
He said, "You are in a cult." He goes,
yeah.
You're in a cult. He goes, "I love you, but you need to wake up and get out of this cult because you're being affected." And you know where he's getting it from? The ABC radio. Yeah. And I said,
name and shame the cunt.
Absolute cunt. But what I said to him, you realise that every shoe, every item of clothing now is being manufactured with an RFID chip in it. And he goes,
Yes, it is.
And he goes, you're mad.
I've got a question.
Forbes.com and look up 50 billion new.
Oh, that's a reputable website.
Yeah, let's not forget what website you're on, fakeologist.com, where we question the media every story. Yeah. So well, let's get the game there.
Forbes.com put a story up 4 years ago that said that we're going to manufacture clothing and shoes and. I'm adding shoes into the thing.
What would be the point? I mean, let's just go through the logic of putting RFID chips in
the
clothing.
Internet. Google it and read the article, Rollo, because it says that it's the Internet of Things, and they want to know when people are buying shoes, where they're wearing them, are they wearing out? They can send an advert that you might need this. This shoe's better than the other shoe. It's all part of this whole Internet of Things, and it's happening.
Yeah,
it's happening.
I get that.
It's 100%.
Well, I know for a fact there's one in your passport, isn't that right?
Of course, and there's one in probably your driver's license. But anyway, one of the best things I heard yesterday was on the Boiler Room interviewing a couple, a Scotsman and his English girlfriend, who I mentioned before, sounds absolutely gorgeous.
That's Jay Dyer, right?
No, I mean, he appears on it, but no.
By the way, with your theory on sounding gorgeous, Rollo sounds gorgeous. And we know the truth on that.
He's got beautiful white teeth.
Oh, you do.
A good spanking.
anyway, what they said, this chick, I forget her name, but anyway, her name's Fi. Actually, I do remember her name. Phi. That's the name that she uses. And her friend was a nurse at this hospital in England. And her friend said, Boris Johnson, you remember 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when Boris Johnson was dying of COVID?
Yeah.
Boris Johnson was dying of COVID. Apparently, he had a heart issue. And instead of, because heart surgery isn't being done because it's not Corona safe, he pretended to have COVID, and the nurses were saying, "Oh, he came in with this pathetic pretend cough." He's like, and he had a heart operation in this hospital, and all the other nurses and doctors had to sign secrecy things saying they weren't going to go and mention what he was in here for, because he was breaking COVID-19 laws by having a heart operation, and the guy is a coke fiend. Coke fiend of the high magnitude.
I'm sure. I'm sure it was.
He is.
I don't understand why they have to sign this thing. Why did they have to?
Because you're not allowed. Heart surgery was not considered a.
Yeah, no, I get that. But what? No, they couldn't force people to sign stuff.
Yeah,
they
did.
Didn't want to sign it.
Yeah, well, they, no, well, no. Well, you didn't. No, you didn't have to sign it. And a girl that didn't sign it was the one that told this other girl that he was in there for a completely bogus reason. He didn't need. He wasn't in COVID 19 danger. He had a heart operation because he did look particularly sick. If you ever see the footage of him when he was going into hospital,
he looks like a clown.
Of course he does, and he looks like the lost brother of the American president. To be honest, you know, he's got the same.
Yes, I think they set the two up to look the same.
They do exactly the same, sure. But apparently, so what he did. Was he needed a heart operation. He went to a heart specialist hospital, which does not do COVID-19, and they made the other staff sign waivers to say they're not going to talk about why.
I thought they'd take a celebrity out with COVID-19. I'm surprised we've gone this far.
Well, they didn't want to
talk
about
Tim Brooke Taylor, come on.
Who?
You. Tim Brooke Taylor. He died with
never heard of him. Do you want to hear
anyway,
Robin Williams?
You never heard of Tim Brooke Taylor? What's going on? I thought you were Canadian.
No, I know.
Are you really Canadian?
Just so you know, it's frozen up here. Do you want to hear Robin Williams talk a bit about Billy Gates? Here's an old clip.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're worried about the Pledge of Allegiance. We were going to say one nation underdog. It's okay. I know people are going, I've got a cure for this. I'm one nation under Canada, above Mexico. Yes. Yeah, but then you have to do the whole of it. There's anthems like, Someone Bless America. And sending the dollar bill instead of In God We Trust, In Gates We Trust. Mr. Gates, when did you realize you were creating a monopoly? Monopoly's just a game, Senator. I'm trying to control the fucking world. Don't you see? Windows Millennium means it's all leading to information technology. Soon it'll be total information technology. Tit. And when you're sucking on the tit, I have you by the motherboard.
There you go, Robin Williams, a little clip. Fun guy.
Rest in peace.
Fantastic.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Wherever he is.
Another suspicious death.
Of course.
Okay, can I bring something up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was watching a guy called Tim Pool, and one of the funnier aspects of COVID is when the reporters in America put their face masks on to do their report, and they're going, you know, you should still be, wearing your mask. And someone came into shot without a face mask and said, "Your cameraman's not wearing one," and they've got lots of because everyone's got a cell phone these days. The second they finish doing their report, they take their face mask off. But, you know,
I go to companies where you have to wear a mask, and half the guys are pulling them down over their neck. So it's just,
yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Farce.
Well,
Farce. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on that clip because the reporter, they're not great actors, and his improvisational skills were really weak on that. He was caught so flat-footed. He had nothing to say to that guy who talked about the cameraman. And the anchor on TV reacted the same way. They were both just caught out without anything to say, and they had to cut and cut away pretty quick. Yep. It was pretty funny.
Just to be relevant, talking about reporters. It is me. No. I want to be right on top of today. May 30th, 2020. We have quite a few riots going on in the United States, and it looks like the establishment, whoever you want to call it, started this phony black man being killed with the knee on the neck, symbolic knee on the neck by a white cop. And he set off quite a stir of events. I guess the guy's name is George Floyd. So this, I think that's the story for the last few days. The whole COVID thing has certainly gone off the top.
Okay, are you calling shenanigans on that? I looked at the footage.
I'm just looking at some of my favorite video content producers. This is the kind of stuff I would like on FakoTube, by the way.
Rick, you're in security, mate. Yeah, yeah, Rick, you're in security, mate. At what point did they teach you to, when a guy's subdued, to put your knee on his neck?
We were taught when we did our... You have to go and do a license for, it's a 1 or 2 day course. that you have no rights whatsoever and that you've got less rights than the public. That's what you're taught, and you're not allowed to touch people. You're not allowed to even say things that might offend them. That was part of the course. So the whole thing's a setup for sure, the George Floyd, Pink Floyd. I mean,
so you think it's all completely staged?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. And so I sent immediately about 15 hours after that event, I posted a video of what's his name, Russian Vids, breaking the whole thing down as a
Russian Vids did one. Where did you put that?
Yes, he did on General. It was 2 days ago.
Okay, hopefully when you get your FakoTube account, you can upload that.
I've been uploading things because I've filtered things off Facebook, off of lots of different places.
He's a good man, that Russian Vids. I've spoken to him with John.
Are you a patron?
Are you a patron
of Russian Vids?
So he calls himself RV Truth.
No, what I'm trying to encourage everyone here, I don't want to be a hypocrite. The guy has a Patreon account. You can give $1 a month and support these guys. So I really strongly suggest if you like content, $1 a month is zero, is nothing. Today, I don't think you can buy anything for $1. So $1 a month, if you're getting 2 or 3 videos a month, I think that's a fair trade. So I'm trying to promote.
But are you talking about Patreon here?
Patreon is what everyone set up. They take a cut, I know that, but it's just the easiest way to give $1. That's all.
Yeah, but Patreon pick and choose. That's the problem I have with that company. Sorry,
possibly. Well,
I think it's up to 10%. I don't even look myself, because what happens is I get people that donate to me, and then I just forward the money to all my favorites, so I never really take anything out. So I'm not looking at each transaction, but I think that's the whole point, that you don't look and you're not paying attention to what they're taking. I think that's the way they do it. So I'm just looking in general for your post, Rick, and I don't see it right now. This is the problem with Discord. It's really hard to find stuff. Once you've dropped it in, it scrolls away.
Ab, it's called RV Truth. And it was. Mm-hmm. It says the actual banner headline is.
Because I want to play X, a bit of it.
It was Fake X. It says RV Truth, and it talks about the ISIS satellite launch. Mm. So that's what the actual banner headline is on that video. But it's actually all about George Floyd and his. So basically. And I'll explain the video to you.
Hold on a sec.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Jesus.
Yeah, there you go.
Who was that? Was that me?
That was you, yes. I think, in the bar with Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could sound like me.
What a quinky dink.
How long ago was that, Frank? 3 years ago?
Two years ago. And I took Rollo aside and said, I don't think it's a good idea for you to get these guys criminally compromised. about not recording a few of what they're saying. Some of them were admitting to criminal offences, all sorts of plea. Crazy.
Oh, boy. Oops. Oopsie-doopsie.
Oops. Yeah, so...
I'm trying to find it still.
You're right. Rick, can you tell that story? Yeah. You were telling me a story the other day, Rick, about all the face masks and the stickers that you saw in the bay when you were walking around it.
Yeah, I'm doing the bay walk, which is a very popular thing that they've told us we're not allowed to do without social distancing. And all I can see floating in the water as I'm walking around the bay is face masks and stickers saying social distancing.
What about gloves? The gloves are disgusting too.
That's the same. That's what I'm saying. The three
things.
The gloves
are all over the place.
Stickers and face masks floating.
Greta must be crying.
Hey, and Rick, and Greta Thunberg, how dare you, would be going,
how dare you?
Oh, you can't have it both ways, Greta. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Is it just me, or does it sound like Greta Thunberg too much?
Yeah,
it's just you.
Yeah, I had a thought about the mainstream.
First value.
Go fast.
The mainstream narrative on this asymptomatic carrier business and how they're...
Oh, that's too much, yeah.
They're examining corpses after people have died, and they find evidence of COVID, so they make the assumption that COVID was the cause of death.
Now, wait a second. Had. I've been told that a virus or any of that is undetectable on a corpse.
Okay,
because you're dead, everything dies, including so-called viruses.
Well, I'm just talking.
Hang on. That was the science of May 29, Ed.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm behind. Yeah, they just updated it.
So yeah, it's just,
go on, Frank.
Just a logical problem with the mainstream narrative, whatever the truth is, whether they can find it. I don't think the tests reveal anything, in my opinion. But what they tell us is that you can be asymptomatic and never develop symptoms, and everybody's a super spreader. You have to wear the mask. And so they examine...
Super spreader. I love that word. Yeah.
They examine these corpses after they're dead, and they find evidence of COVID, and then they can say, well, he had COVID, so he died of COVID. But at the same time, you can have COVID and never know it. And so what, are we dead? Because we've been tested positive, we have no symptoms? That would make us dead by the same way.
We all have it, it's just not activated, first. Ugh. It's not
the
activated.
Mental gymnastics. The mental fucking gymnastics we have to go.
There's sleeper cells. You remember sleeper cells.
Once you die, they can assume it was activated all of a sudden. Logically, it's a fail. That's my only point.
No. You've got to read.
Goldie, what did you say?
I said just like herpes. Okay. Apparently, everybody's got herpes.
Oh, right, herpes.
Tiny certain people. No, that's what I heard.
You've got to read 1984. If we want the world to be flat, the world's flat. If we want the world to be round, it's round. You know, it's whatever they want.
Not spherical, though.
It's whatever. It's whatever they want. COVID is whatever they want to be. Today.
I'll call it a rhombus then. Why not?
Yeah, I found your video, Russian Vids, a five-hour podcast. 5 hour, and before that, a 3 hour. Who's got the time, man? That's why I was thinking of doing just 20-minute updates on my website for audio purposes, because I can't sit there. I don't even drive for 5 hours. I could never make it through it, so it's amazing. But he's on YouTube. I'll just put a link to it. Oh, he's talking about George Floyd here. Let's see if he's even.
We're speaking with State Patrol right now. Give us
basically he watches the news and talks about it.
People talk about veganism or being a vegetarian, NWO information.
So much, guy. Eh?
A minute or two. If I can't find, I'll just move along and.
Anyway. There he is. I'll put a link to Russian Vids in the live stream show notes here if anyone wants to follow up on that.
He's a good guy. He really is. And because he's good mates with PK, and I have a lot of time for him. And
it was a good production, I thought. A good production.
Did you listen the whole way through?
Yeah. It wasn't 5 hours. The one I posted was only minutes long, and it was basically the guy with his knee on his neck, and
so you
the
don't
audio
think,
was perfect.
Yeah, you
the
think
audio
that's
was
a staged event?
Yeah, for sure. And what Russian Vid said, he goes, the guy's mic'd up. You know, like you can hear both the voices clear as day, yet the guy that's filming it is standing across the road filming it.
That's my issue with it. The audio does not sound right to me for a phone on the street. It's popular. It's got the vertical orientation, so that tells us it's a phone. But it looks like it's on a tripod, and the audio sounds close. I mean, there could be somebody out there with a boom.
Well, I don't think so. But yeah, but that'd be the only way you get the clarity of, you know, get off my, you know, what was he saying? Get off my neck, or
there's no low end roll off. There's a proximity effect for low end, so that the closer you get to the mic like this, the lower.
Yes.
So as you back away, and his voice when he's saying, I can't breathe,
It's clear as day.
Very sounds proximal to a microphone somehow. So
that all interesting. Good analysis from a sound engineer.
Who owns the copyright?
I don't know, but it was on YouTube. So who
well, I did it start on Twitter from a guy. I saw the video. First of all, does Twitter or any of these so-called platforms, are they allowed to show snuff videos? Because wouldn't that classify as a snuff video or a guy's being killed?
Absolutely. I would say.
So that's the one thing that you're not allowed as a platform to allow to be on. That is one thing you could censor. You could say, okay, there's a list of a few things you cannot broadcast or host as a platform. You're still immune from prosecution, but I still think you have to take it down. And
well,
this is the whole
narrative is that he was later pronounced dead. So there may
guess how many minutes the guy had his knee on the guy's neck? Between
11?
8 and 11. Try and guess how many minutes.
9.
Yes.
9.
Exactly. 9 minutes. Nine
hey, Goldie,
minutes.
Goldie. this Goldie, that neck thing reminded me of a video you showed me years ago. That American kid in Israel, and that was real.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
It? And they,
I think so, yeah.
They messed him up. They broke his nose, yeah.
Oh, they shoved his face into the cement, mate, and just stood on it pretty much.
Bouncers in Australia have killed a number of people by the same method this alleged death came, because they go heavy-handed and that's what happens. They're roided out.
I remember one a few years back at Star City Casino. And
yeah, exactly.
That guy.
So, yeah, he got killed by bouncers leaning on his neck with that same technique. And I know the technique. I mean, it's like, you know, you're in a wrestling, you know, thing. If you want to shut someone down, you got your knee on their neck, and they're gone.
You can't breathe.
Well, my one of my mates years ago stupidly hit one of the bouncers at the casino, and they what they did to him though, because he was pretty much he was just below professional darts player, and they got him in some.
That's what I. What,
and
that's
they gave
one good
him,
thing about.
And he ended up with carpal tunnel syndrome. Anyway, keep going.
It's one good thing. Like, do you? And I know you really enjoyed the movie Joker. It's not The Joker. It's just called Joker, just to make it difficult. But did you ever think?
Could I
that
say one of
watched,
the lines out of it? You get what you fucking deserve.
Did you ever? Yeah, we should get some clips from The Joker. From Joker, not The Joker.
Yeah.
Why do they have to do that? It's so aggravating. But did you ever think that that end shot where every chaos is ensuing is now mainstream now, at least for the last few days, because of this George Floyd thing? I'm just looking at Twitter. And now you're just getting a million zillion videos of just riots in the street.
Full on. So,
well, I look at this as an extension of the COVID. I think this was part of the script from the beginning. I don't.
Yes, you unleash. Yeah, you unleash all these. All these people.
Dramas.
Well, no, all these people that are stuck in their house for 2 months. Mm-hmm. They're running out of money. They're going nuts. And most people live in apartments and small spaces, so this is worse for them. And then you let them out, and it's like lighting kindling. It's crazy.
Exactly. I mean, this is obviously an operation. I mean, it's clearly an operation. And on that Russian vids thing, he films. So the guy filming the whole thing focuses on a rubbish bin, and there's two red sixes on the rubbish bin. But he had no reason to film the rubbish bin, and then he goes back to the main shot. So it looked, you know, it looked suspicious. It looked like it was there as a, you know, as a psyop. It's a psyop for sure.
But let's be honest. It doesn't. You can stage the event, and everything that happens after that is real. See, this is the problem with We don't say everything is fake, but you could light the fire in America in any city because
exactly.
You can light the fire. It's easy. You do absolutely. A really good visual with good audio, like Farsh said, of typical of a white
people.
Guy trying to kill a black guy, which is exactly what you know is going to make all the black people mad,
angry,
and get them running
angry.
In the streets. And then real stuff starts to happen, real clashes with
absolutely.
Police.
Absolutely.
Well, but look, we're at the same time, Adam. The reality of that, from there does seem to be some evidence out there that there are agent provocateurs igniting the initial
yes.
thing.
Yeah,
of the
particularly
riot,
particularly the cop.
If
the
you
cop
listen to the most recent, one of the most recent IPS DLive things, there was a guy that came on and said that there was another similar person with an umbrella and a mask that was planting ordnance that he said the normal person wouldn't have access to that started blowing things up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, with that little, now, I do agree, the rest of it, it doesn't take much, but the initial push was probably also orchestrated.
Well, we had the same thing here. We had the same thing when they had the G8 thing in Toronto, where they, I think they had this group from some intelligence agency somewhere in the world that came in. They wore black masks.
It's called Antifa. Antifa.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever group it is. It's the intelligence agency. Okay. They bring their guys in and they pretend that they set fire to old police cars. It's always an old police car that's already been furloughed anyway and replaced, but they just drag it into the middle of the city, light it on fire, and just call it a riot.
Yeah.
And plus also another thing about Antifa I thought about was that you know, that everybody sort of wear masks. This is their ideal, mate. Everybody looks like Antifa. Everyone is Antifa. That's what they want, you know, the guys at the top. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I saw
for sure, man. Yeah, for sure.
An article in one of the papers. Go Rick.
No, I'm saying it's Antifa on steroids. I mean, it's clearly a rev up. And you can see it. I mean, there's so much stuff got leaked about that guy that was running around smashing the windows, who was clearly a white cop, you know. Looking at, and his name's Jacob Peterson, apparently. And
Gordon's brother.
Gordon Peterson. Well, he was the guy. Jacob. He was the guy. I mean, they were running around, and he came in, and there were people saying, "Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that." And he goes, no, he goes, "It's all cool." And he's using a hammer, smashing windows, and that started the whole riot to go off. This was an organized, staged event, 100%, guaranteed.
They always are. They always are. Yeah. All these fucking things. But the world is a very peaceful place, in my opinion.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
But people do behave like people do. People in mobs behave in very uncivilized ways, let's be honest.
The mob is
always getting paid by George Soros and friends.
Whoever it is, yeah. Why does George Soros get all the blame?
As long as they social distance.
Well, that's
mob.
The thing. That was another tweet I read. We're going to see a rash of COVID cases if this is to be true. How are they going to put that in their models, eh? All these riots, everyone's going to catch COVID by their BS.
Have you heard about the monkeys?
I saw that.
Yes,
what was that about?
Yes.
Davy Jones died the other
into
day.
The script, you know?
Davy Jones died?
Did he?
The monkeys.
No, he died years ago, man.
Nobody left. Davy Jones.
Gang of monkeys attacks lab assistant with corona sample. That's the headline.
Twitter. I'm trying to find the video.
It would have been
much funnier if David Jones had escaped with the coronavirus, wouldn't it? Couldn't they make it more humorous?
I think Pete died just recently, didn't he, of the monkeys? The blonde guy. Anyone?
No, the monkeys that you've got.
Yeah, Peter Talk died. You're right.
So David Jones.
But love is only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me.
Okay.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Another train.
A doubt in my mind.
You're clueless.
I'm a believer.
Ah, what memories. That's a good song. That's
what a great song.
It is, it is. It really is. Instead of Trace, they should have said without contact Trace.
Yeah, it's very apt for the modern world, I think. There was another thing on Get Smart where the Mad Cow sang a song called Kill, Kill, Kill.
Here's a comment on that video. Unfortunately, my girlfriend left me recently because of my obsession with the monkeys. I thought she was joking, and then I saw her face. There you go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, here I got it. I got it. There you go. Oh, I love the comments. 4,000 comments on that video. 23 million views. How's anyone supposed to go through all those comments? You really think there's 4,681 comments on that video? Maybe there is. Yeah.
We had a great show down here in Australia years ago called Hey Hey It's Saturday. You remember that, Frank?
I remember.
It was
bigger than Ben Hur.
Way bigger than Ben Hur. One of Daryl's favourite things. Well, okay, so who was? How many people were at the AFL last night? And name them with all his comeback. And name them.
So, guys, let's get back to COVID. How much longer are we gonna? How long is this gonna go on?
It's forever. It's never gonna end.
Yeah,
new,
I know. It's
ever.
It's forever. Yeah, I know. It's forever.
It's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
For sure. Until we stand up to it and start again, just keep going over and over every week, exposing the hypocrisy and the whole, again, rugby league. Why are they not social distancing?
But they're doing that. They're just doing that to irritate the F out of you, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's working.
It's working. It's definitely
when I read in the paper. Sorry, Frank, to cut you off. When I read in the paper a few weeks back, no jab, no play, and it's the. Oh.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
What more do you want tacked onto this? 9/11 was an inside job.
Was it?
Who cares? Global acts of terrorism happen every day. Yeah.
Did everyone enjoy CNN being pelted last night? I watched that live. Here we go.
I am curious if that's part of the script.
Yeah, me too.
You know, well, they said there is a police station in the CNN Metropolis building. That is one big, ugly building, by the way, in Hotlanta. Ugly as hell. It looks like a fortress, actually. Have you been there, Farsalia?
Can I just...
No, I've never been there.
Yeah, go ahead, Goldie. Your mic is cutting out, by the way. We're not ignoring you. Your mic is cutting.
Sorry. Just quickly about the COVID. A friend of mine went to the coffee shop not far from here, sat down with a friend, ordered some coffees, and all of a sudden the waitress just came out with all these COVID-19 forms and gave one... Each customer.
Oh, you got to sign in.
You got to write down your name, your driver's license, your address, everything. All this bullshit. And
could I write down your name and address? Would that be a problem?
Go for it. my friend, which I was very proud of her, she said, look, she just handed it back to the woman, and the waitress. Oh shit! He said, you got to do it. You have to fill it in. And she goes, I don't have to do shit. Give me my fucking coffee.
Yeah, but don't forget the waitress.
Give her
don't forget
a high five for me.
Don't forget the waitress is, that's part of her job. So that's the problem. So she's trying to defend her job. So they've recruited all these brown shirts, these people. Now it's part of their jobs to be data collectors. Yeah, I've gone to places where the security guard starts asking me questions. He walks up to me, and I just, luckily, all the answers are no. So I just say, no, 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 no. Read my lips. No. Because I'm glad they're not trick questions, like, you know, how they reverse a question, so you have to answer yes. So,
you just sounded like sleeping boxes just then. No.
Listen to this funny. You remember this clip?
Unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hand. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X, or put someone's initials on that. I would just say...
There you go. Tennis balls. Tennis
is a good one. That's classic.
I find it interesting about this is they're addressing adults, right? These are adults.
This is a press conference in front of a tennis court, for Christ's sake.
And they're being treated like children. It's an infantilization.
Oh my God, is it ever?
What about when they restart badminton and they have to call them cocks?
Which part is the cock in badminton?
The bit you hit.
Oh, that's a cock? I thought it was a birdie.
No, it's a shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, a shuttlecock. Here's the guy that's supposed to be 90. Here's a clip.
Dad, you're not scared you don't have a mom.
I don't believe any of this rubbish. It's the biggest hoax that has ever been in the world's history.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
It's the world's biggest hoax since Christianity.
The biggest hoax. You heard it, guys. You heard it.
I'm 90 years old.
You're not. Don't be silly.
Oh, I'm 90 years old. I was in the Royal Air Force in 1948. The Germans killed more people in one night than them.
That's what my husband said. So these people are going mad over there. Are you really 90?
Yes, I'm 90.
I'm 90 years old. You are incredible. Everybody learn. Don't be sad.
There you go. A 90-year-old. It's rubbish. That's what you need to hear.
I've got to give props to David Icke. I mean, I don't know your thoughts on David Icke, Rick, but he's all over this COVID thing. And what are your thoughts on him?
I have to apologize to David Icke. The guy should be knighted. He never, ever, ever said any of the things that they've accused him of saying. Mm. I listened to him being interviewed on a fantastic Irish podcast, and I agree with everything he said. He goes, I never said this, I never said that. He goes, I just took it and ran with it. And that's true. The ABC have been using him as their scapegoat to say, conspiracy theorists are saying that nobody died and 5G is good for you and 5G is causing coronavirus. He never said 5G caused coronavirus. He said that because he said coronavirus is fake. That's what he said. 5G is fake.
But he's also talked about reptilian shapeshifters in the past.
He did. I was there, man. Listen, man, I was there back in the early 90s. I bought the book.
That's a problem for people that know David Icke from that.
Yeah. No, and I was the guy that came up with the David Icke. You know, I said, you know, have you heard anyone called Icke as a surname?
Yeah.
Icke.
Yeah.
And that 1K is 9/11. 9/11. Not David. 9/11. But
yeah. I guess look. Sorry to cut you off, Rick. But with David Icke, I think you really do have to sift the turds out of the pump.
I listened to his talk, his latest podcast with this thing, and I thought he was completely. I didn't disagree with anything he said. So he has been taken by the mass mainstream media as being an idiot. Yeah. And of course, obviously, I've been preaching against him for many years, and I owned his books and bought his books and I've read the books, and I'm more, you know, that he was a bit of a disinformation man. But his latest stuff, he's saying exactly the truth. But Rick,
David Icke, Alice in Wonderland.
There you go.
What do you think about the reptilians, though? What's your opinion on that?
Well, what he says... Okay, so what
Mike says is that the reptilians is the reptile brain, which we call, if you go into the brain surgery or you look into the brain, they call it, you got the a reptile side of the brain. And he claims
I'm using mine now.
Yeah.
But he
that won't give Abba a lobotomy.
Sorry, he talks about bloodlines, too. That's a big thing.
I believe that. I think
he's connecting it to like almost like an alien race that's actually it.
Well,
so,
it's like when you say that, look, put this way, when someone says aliens, because even though I grew up and I was at every UFO conference and I was into UFOs and I was into aliens, and if you swap the word alien to demon, I'm with you 100% because I do believe there's some kind of weird.
I can breathe. Please, the demon, I can breathe here.
Bro, get in the car, man.
I will.
Get in the car.
I can't move.
I've been waiting the whole time, man. Get in the car.
Mama.
Get up and get
Mama.
In the car right.
I can't.
Get, gave y'all an opportunity to get in, bro. I told you can't win.
My knee.
You can't win, man.
I'm through.
I know you're a nephew. You can listen.
I'm claustrophobic. My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts. Please.
I'm not sure the video matches the audio. I'm watching his lips move. Now I see. Yeah, now I'm watching. Farce Value brought it all home for me.
Yeah, Russian Vids said the same thing, and I was with it. Yeah, I'm kind of saying it's a setup for sure. And with Ike, great. I mean, I've been rubbing shit on him for years, but
does it ever end?
Podcast.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't end. We're living in the interesting times that the Chinese said would be. We're living in interesting times.
So are we going to call this? Is this George?
Really,
yeah, go ahead.
I think that's the point of this. It's not going to give people the time to catch their breath and.
Yeah.
Maybe go back and review some of the stuff that's been happening with the COVID. They're rolling this out right on top of it too.
Right.
A new thing.
You can't catch our breath. That's totally right.
Distracted with, and you know, so
yeah,
in a word, no, it's not going to stop. I mean, until whatever system that they
is this. I still contend this PSYOP is to break America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. Oh no. Well, it's breaking up South America, Ireland. Certainly Scotland and UK. It's a global thing.
It's
to crush the Caucasians.
Yes.
No, I think it's to crush countries. I think it's to crush nationalism countries because I keep looking at this map of America 2050, which is North America, integrated more north-south and east-west because, of course, it doesn't make sense to have Canada the way it's laid out, it's all concentrated on the U.S. border. And how are you going to make America 2050, where we're all one integrated North America? Well, all the laws have to be the same, do they not? We can't have. They have to. The economic ties, they bind first, and then all the social laws have to synchronize. So the only way you can make one great big economic area that's ruled by corporations is you have to get all the social laws in line. And for us, Canada's already a New World Order country. So is Australia, most likely, and the UK.
Yes,
but America is not. They are not. They are an independent group of states that are federated with a weak federation on purpose.
But America needs to be brought down as world police, and that's what everyone's been saying. This is an operation to bring them down, and China to replace them.
But I would agree with Frank that it is a worldwide thing. But countries don't exist in reality; they're legal fiction.
Corporations.
So it's a concept more than anything else. And for historically, the U.S. has been this sort of beacon of freedom, where the land of opportunity, where you could come over here and have a lot of upward mobility. And it was a really strong, thriving middle class. And I think that's what the attack is really on worldwide, is upward mobility in the middle class. They want to
break how many million Americans are there? 350 or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're barely 20 million in Australia.
No,
in
New Zealand. It's
more about breaking the idea that there can and or should be such a thing as the middle class. I mean, I think China
is a model. Do you also think the middle? Yeah, I do too. Do you think the middle class was just getting too fat, getting too prosperous? I really believe that.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
So the biggest problem at the moment, which they're getting rid of, is petrol engines, petrol, diesel, and so on, makes every single man as powerful as an emperor from 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have it at our disposal. You know, like I'm just literally an immigrant that came to this country from a working class family in Liverpool, and I built a factory. I have a plane, everything, right?
You have a
all
plane?
Of that stuff. Yeah.
He has a plane.
And how many all people have that opportunity today? Do you think?
Yeah, and so all of that stuff.
I don't have a plane. I'm not doing well.
All of that stuff only comes about because of cheap energy. Energy and petrol engines maketh great people from nothing.
Now, I like what you're saying, Frank. Frank, I want to say something real quick. Hold on, I want to tell Frank. I can attest to. I want to recommend James Corbett. I know he has differing views on 9/11, but doesn't mean you can't watch.
He did a really good thing
on Gates, and I'm not even saying that it's against Gates. You could look at it both ways. If you're a fan of Gates or you're against Gates, I think it's fairly neutral, although he does show the concentration of power. But he also did a couple of videos a couple of years ago, one for the History Channel on Big Oil and the Rockefellers and how that whole business came about. And even if it's not completely true, you know, I'll just say that every single time. But it's a really great story of the history of Big Oil and Rockefeller and how he is basically, Gates is on the same trajectory as Rockefeller. He's controlling a large industry, in this case computers and pharmaceuticals, and he's becoming more hated as a monopolist. He was hated at the beginning when Microsoft started because he was literally trying to sell software that was mostly shared and free. He commoditized that, and he said, why should software writers not get paid? Which is sort of a valid point in a way. But the whole thing on oil, fascinating. It's fascinating.
Absolutely.
Did you realize that they were most cars could run on ethanol.
They
promoted farmers making their own fuel.
Yeah.
Okay? And the farmer could make his own fuel by growing his own corn, distilling his own ethanol. And the whole prohibition thing in the United States in the 20s may have had more to do with the fact that ethanol was cheaper than gas. 14 cents versus 22 cents a gallon. And what happened was Rockefeller was not selling his monopolistic fuel, gas. And so what he did was he teamed up with the prohibition people, because there's always religious groups that are against alcohol.
Founded the prohibition.
Or he founded. But what happened was the excuse was, well, now that alcohol is illegal, then you guys, if you're going to make your own ethanol for vehicles, you have to spike it with a poison, otherwise people will drink it. And the chemical process to spike the ethanol made ethanol more expensive than gas. So then gasoline took off and ethanol disappeared from the from fuel. Fascinating. The little trick there.
We can't talk about Rockefeller without talking about his influence on the pharmaceutical industry as well, and the relationship between petrochemical and pharma.
The whole point of the Rockefellers is how they were trying to make markets all the time for the fuel. Because it started off as fuel for lamps. And I didn't realize that oil was discovered in Pennsylvania. The first working oil well was actually in Ontario near where I live. And so it was in this corridor that they discovered oil. It was made for lamps, fuel oil for kerosene lamps. And then the light bulb was invented. So that started to kill off the oil production business. They needed to find somewhere to sell their petroleum products to. So they're constantly looking for markets. And then Mr. Benz invented the car, the two-stroke gasoline. So then they started selling their oil, distillate gasoline to their cars, and it's just a very interesting story. And I think oil that dominates the world today, it's still an oil economy, no matter what they want, you want to believe. And it really influences history, and it may have even been the cause or the trigger for World War I. That angle is much more fascinating than the official story, that this guy was just randomly knocked off in Sarajevo.
Well, that's
very
just ridiculous. That is the most ridiculous story of all time. Why people believe that killing
because they don't know, they don't have another alternative. The oil, the money, listen, we're all ruled by money, and oil is black gold. It is more precious than gold itself.
Hey, Frank, have you seen the film There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
So I'm going to link to these two.
That was loosely based on Rockefeller,
well,
I'm pretty sure.
Well, anyway, the point that I'm making is simply that at the moment, people, all of us, the slightest application of thought, if you break the shackles that you're destroying the world with carbon dioxide and so on, if you can manage to shake yourself away from the mental shackles, you are like gods. People are incredibly powerful and have, right this minute, power that they've never had before to do just about anything they wish to do.
Okay.
It is astonishing, and that is what I think is being taken away from us with all this stuff. So essentially, the cheap availability of massive amounts of energy that we have is the thing that's going to disappear with this COVID thing, in my view.
I'm glad you mentioned the connection between the prohibition and oil. I'd never heard that before. And
it's fascinating.
In the
it
live
really
stream,
is.
Show notes or the chat, whatever I dropped, the Flexner Report, are any of you familiar with that?
I am.
The Flexner Report was a report that has something to do. It was Carnegie funded, but Abraham Flexner was an evaluation of American medical schools where they decided there were too many health education places and homeopathy, osteopathy, eclectic medicine, all these other things got sort of blackballed from this Flexner report, and they instituted the American Medical Association and went allopathic, and that was all, I'm sure, a Rockefeller and Carnegie funded report, and then they have legislation.
Now hold on. If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Fakeologist.com. Fakeologist.com.
Fog podcast.
A big shout out to Geddy Lee. I know you're listening.
So this goes back to 1910, and the using the John Hopkins model of medicine as the ideal, the following recommendations: reduce the number of medical schools and poorly trained physicians, increase the prerequisites to enter medical training, train physicians to practice in a scientific manner, and engage in medical faculty and research, give medical schools control of clinical instruction in hospitals, and strengthen state regulation of medical licensure. So it's another example of, you know, Rockefeller or Carnegie using government and legislation to shut down competition and institute their particular programs. Like
government is the tool. Listen, this is the mechanism. You make a shit ton of money by being granted a monopoly by the government, by your controlled representatives, then you take the money, you put it into a think tank, an NGO, anywhere where you have tax deferral status, so you're not paying massive taxes on all those profits that were guaranteed to you by your monopolistic thing that you created by owning the politicians that made the laws to make it happen. Those think tanks influence new laws and regulations that benefit your corporations. And it's just a big circle. So the politicians are just puppets. They're just actors that are passing laws that benefit your massive corporations. The only answer is to literally dissolve corporations and not allow them to get over a certain size. Now, of course, it'd be far less efficient without big corporations. But the problem is the big, huge corporations, they just end up creating and shaping society with their money. And
well,
I'm going to
suggest to you, Rob, that these things that you're talking about are simply just versions of the royal families of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, the Corporations Act, all these things were, it's like the Queen owns practically all of BHP, all of Rio Tinto.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
so the monarchy just shifted into corporations.
That's all that happened. And it's well known, even by some young 13-year-old girl or 12-year-old girl doing her school project, that all the U.S. presidents are royalty. This is not even disputed.
Or the representatives of the crown.
Oh, as far as I know, the presidents, that all the presidents are related to the Queen of England in some way.
Here's another video that I posted, I got from one of my sources here. It's a young girl in 2050 talking backwards in time about forthcoming life. Here it goes. Recovered documents from the year 2050. Here, let's hear her talk. Go ahead, talk.
Mom, Dad, it's me. Today is October 27th, 2050. Still recording on this old camera, the one we used to use when times were better. It's starting to get cold outside, so I found a place to stay for the night. You left us with nothing but a damaged nation and little hope. I'm living in a country ruled by a dictatorship, and the government controls anything it wants to. They manage the people with fear of losing everything. Yes, I'm still living in the United States, if you can still call it that, even after all that's happened. It's not like I can leave anyway. I have no money. I'm homeless. I'm still making these videos for you, even though there is little chance that you will ever see them. If I get caught, I'm going to get punished for doing this. But I have to do this. You need to know the consequences of your actions. We lost everything because of you. People are scared. We have no rights. We're forced to do what the government says or we suffer. They have so much power over us. They manipulated you and you let them. First they promised you things like easy access government programs and people took advantage of it. And the government knew it. They knew that you would. Then they started proposing new things that more and more people could take advantage of. They even used bribery. Anything they could to make you like them, to make you want them in charge. They started making decisions for the states on things like health care and education, instead of letting the states choose for themselves. And you let it. That gave them more power. But life was good for you. You didn't have to work as hard, and the government took care of you. And then they started taking things away from you, controlling everything. They forced you to do things, to give up your freedoms for your necessary resources. Poverty levels spiked. People started to lose their homes and were punished if they spoke out about it. Crime went through the roof. The media couldn't tell us the truth because the government took over the media. They wrote a new Bill of Rights basically saying that we have no freedoms. We can't protect ourselves with guns because they took them away from us. We can't speak freely or else we will get arrested. We can't practice any religion unless the government approves of it. The government will arrest people for even looking at them wrong. This all happened because of you.
All right, I'm going to cut it off there because that was a little longer than I wanted to. But, yeah, that was from actually...
I feel like jumping off the balcony.
Well, it's actually more about... this is a Constitution site. It's just basically a site about how states' rights are being superseded and will be taken over by the federal government of the United States. It just busts up
the way to bring the mood up there, Rab. Yeah, that's
good. Well, actually, it was a pretty good video, but it's Katie Crosby, Forthcoming Life in America. It's from Constituting America. Just basically explain the Constitution, that's all.
But I think it has a theme find irritating all the time. The idea that somehow I'm responsible for all this stuff. I know.
It's a generational dividing thing, yeah.
I can fairly say from the time I was 20 or even earlier, it became obvious that things like privatization of state assets was a total fraud.
Mm-hmm.
That continued unfettered immigration, et cetera.
Frank. Yeah, the privatization, they come out and they say it's going to be cheaper, and then it turns out way more expensive.
But it's never. I mean, in where we live in Victoria, the whole idea has been ridiculous. If the government had kept the electricity corporation just on what they charge people for electricity, they could pay for all of their costs. Yeah. They sold that.
Let me hear Parsvalu. Parsvalu wanted to say something. Sorry, let me get him in there.
Well, the problem I have with all of this is that government itself is foundationally a logical fail. It's superstition and mythology and mysticism. It has nothing to do with logic or rationality. The standards are not consistent. There's one set of standards for government officials, another set of standards for everyone else. And we can vote and pretend that we have some influence over this thing we call government, but in reality, we have none. So as long as there people are conditioned to believe that a government is necessary, we're always going to end up in this place. There's no way around it. It's a mythology. It's a superstition. And when you believe in superstition, you suffer, as Stevie Wonder would say.
Frank, you said earlier, you brought up Get Smart, Chaos and Control.
The history of the American flag, and I pointed this out, is the exact replica of the British East India Company, which was a corporation.
Yes, so right. Exactly.
The corporation and the government, there's no separation. But I think it's people's allegiance to the idea of government that is the real linchpin that holds the system in place.
Well, even worse,
corporations.
Even worse is the view that the government's here to help. It's unbelievable.
Right, right. But it's based on this faulty principle that you can give away, you can delegate rights that you don't have to other people to use to do things. Like, I don't have the right to go take money from the neighbors to build a school at gunpoint. But somehow I can give that right to government officials, and when they do it, it's morally acceptable. So it's foundationally flawed.
And it's even worse, you know, when the people...
We felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
There you go. Ronnie. Way to go, Ronnie.
You know, when you get to my age and you think, these guys are telling me how to live my life as if they know it better than me, it's absolutely an affront beyond belief to me.
Of course, but and if you bring these arguments up a lot of times, and I know Ab has said it, there would just be a power vacuum in someone and something to go up and the next thing.
Sorry, that was Stevie Wonder.
A long history of mental conditioning that puts people in a state where they defer to this authority that we call government, and it's very calculated, and it starts in school. And it's continued through the media. And so I think breaking that allegiance and belief that this system can somehow be beneficial in the aggregate. The other problem is it's very beneficial for certain people. I talk to people about, well, I know someone that was helped by a government program. They got Obamacare and they got cancer surgery and they're fine now. And so
yeah, and that's the exact that's going to help that you don't want. Cancer
well,
surgery.
Yeah,
wow,
I mean,
right.
By and large, on balance, it's a huge parasite. And it does more damage than it does good, but you can always point to those examples where some people do benefit. And of course, Amazon and Walmart and Bill Gates and Rockefellers, and they benefit tremendously. So, you know, it's not like it doesn't benefit anybody, but as far as people having opportunity and being free, it's the biggest roadblock to that. So, you know, I that's the one issue I have in the fakeology community.
And so if I take that to the next step, that's the reason that the USA had such powerful immigration, because the people before, say, 1900 had a strong sense of self. They knew what they were doing, how they
individual,
were
growing. Individualistic.
They were, yeah, they were all about being Americans and, you know, and unless there had been massive immigration, that idea would still persist in the USA, in my opinion.
Well,
you know, there was no way.
There was immigrants that had that sense of self, and that was the whole message of the U.S. for 150 years or more, that you could come to the U.S. and have a lot of upward mobility. And have
that was the message, but it didn't happen for them.
Of course it did. It happened for a long time, until the 50s probably. There's German, Italian, Irish immigrant families that came here and are far more well-to-do and materially better off than they probably would have been if they would have stayed where they were. I mean, the idea of freedom, that you're a feudal serf and you can come over here and have your own piece of land. I think for a long time, they didn't have any government authorities.
Well, can I challenge you on that
sure.
statement? I'm going to suggest to you that the reality for most Irish families is that they live at least as well as most American families as we speak.
I don't know if I'm not that familiar. I mean, I have a friend that goes back and forth from Ireland, and the pictures I've seen from what I've heard, that could be true. I'm just talking about the people that came here at the time when they did. I think they had a lot more opportunity here. I mean, there was a huge influx and a lot of uncertainty for people that were leaving with basically nothing, with clothes on their backs, if the stories are at all to be believed. And a lot of them, and I know quite a few families in a few generations that have achieved, I don't know about generational wealth, but certainly they've done well. Now, maybe they would have done as well if they would have stayed in Europe and in the situation they were in, but at the same time, I'm not convinced that the plan wasn't from the very beginning to allow people the freedom to go west and develop the land, knowing that in 100 or 150 years or up now, say, they could wind it all back in.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it's been developed. Yeah.
Can I do a big shout out, because you brought the Irish connection, because obviously I've got Irish blood in me, and there's a guy called Dave Cullen who does Computing Forever, and he's doing great stuff on this COVID-19 nonsense. And he's switched to BitChute. So, go on. If you
want
to listen to
him. Yeah, I'm on BitChute as well. I highly recommend
it.
Yeah.
Are you? Are you? Good.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
for, you know, I have a lot of subscriptions there, so for sure.
But Susan Wojcicki has no control. If we're on BitChute, she can go and shove a left-wing politics up her ass or whatever, you know.
What happened yesterday when you mentioned her name? Didn't your computer shut down?
It did, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not bullshitting. That's right, Rick.
As soon as he texted, he goes, Wojcicki has got stand-up a vagina.
Yeah.
The minute he said that, his internet went down.
Proving the old
age. And that fucked up my wife, because my wife works from home and we need the internet connection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was in a very important meeting and I kind of regretted it afterwards. what the hell?
Yes, just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean people are not out to get you.
Hey, Frank, now, have you got a Learjet? What plane When I come back to Victoria, when are you going to take me for a flight?
He's got a Learjet.
I've got a Piper Comanche.
Oh, nice. All right.
A 62-year-old Piper Comanche.
Yeah. So if I come down to Victoria, down to Geelong, are you going to take me for a? Are you going to take me for a ride?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
It depends if it's working or not. Because they always need love.
There you go.
Have they stopped you from flying? Have they stopped you? Has Dan Andrews stopped you from flying or what?
No, there's no restrictions on that sort of stuff.
Okay. Rollo, that was a subtle hint. Like, the thing needs love. It needs about $1,900 worth of money. You come
over. About $40,000 worth of love.
Good work, Gally.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that's expensive.
You can piss off.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Let's Bill and Skidmark take the conversation a little bit. They haven't heard from them in a while. Go ahead, Goldie. You're the quiet one.
Yeah, look, because I switched mics. How's my mic going now? Perfect.
Oh, amazing. Much better. Where do you want to take the conversation?
I don't know. Let me have a look. I think I might have mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. I did find out something different about the Kate Middleton when she spawned Prince. No, what was it? The first kid.
Isn't she a Rothschild? She's a Rothschild.
Was it King Louis?
Yeah, I think his name's George.
George. When she rocked up for the photo session outside the hospital with to show the kid, she was wearing the exact same outfit that, what was her name, Mia Farrow wore in Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that.
Which I thought was very... I mean, it's not a coincidence, man. Dude, seriously, the exact same, you know, frumpy-looking uniform, you know, yeah.
Well, have you seen, listen, Prince George, to me, looks evil, man. That's why Prince Harry's and his new wife, Meghan, or whatever her name is, have fucked off.
Margaret.
Meghan.
Yeah, Margaret.
They don't want to be anywhere near.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Mizong from Switzerland, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Big shout out to Mizong. Yeah, big shout out to you.
Mizong. Yeah.
Do you remember the movie The Matrix? She reminds me of the Oracle in The Matrix. Yeah, an old wise woman.
Why has she run away? She's been absent without leave.
No, yeah, exactly. She disappears and then she appears.
Maybe she'll make a comeback on FakeoTube.com.
FakeoTube.
Did we mention that? FakeoTube?
Yeah, and I've mentioned again. Mentioned again.
Are you okay with that?
You've opened some investment opportunities there for shareholders, haven't you?
Well, I know you're pushing for it. I'm not quite sure how I would do that, Frank. Why don't you just be a silent partner?
Wow.
Fat chance of that.
Frank, you're supposed to say none taken. Okay. I'm rolling. I'm on FakeoTube on Fakeologist.com.
But, Frank, you could. I'm definitely going to give you a channel on FakeoTube. So, if you want to put your salt stuff on there, that's interesting. If you have any videos. Or maybe you don't. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet he does.
I can conjure things up without doubt.
Frank. You play your ad. Can we play your ad now? Your ad for your salt business or not?
Play the ad. Why not?
Where is it?
Can you send Ab the link and let's have a listen.
Is it on FakeTube? FakeoTube? It's gonna be hard not to say FakeTube. It's FakeoTube.
FakeoTube.
I got that from you, Rollo, just so you know. FakeoTube.
Thank you, mate.
It's on the Facebook site for South Salt.
All right.
Is there you go.
Facebook open?
Just send in the link. I'll have to look.
Can you send the link that way? Let me have a look.
Well, you could just send in the...
You have to have Facebook, presumably, to do that, do you?
Yes.
Facebook. You're on Facebook, aren't you? You're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. As we speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on. Let's have a listen.
I'm trying.
Your soul's awesome.
What's the name of it? What's the name of the company? I'll find it. What's the name of it on Slavebook?
South Salt.
Mm-hmm.
South.
Here we go. I found it. I found the advertisement. I'm going to put a link in there.
Look forward to this.
Where'd you put it? live stream show notes?
Here we go.
I can attest. Frank sent me a huge bag of his salt, and it's fantastic.
I've been waiting for weeks. Every day I get up and I run out to my little box.
Where is the salt that I haven't sent you? Why haven't I sent it to you?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
You have given me the address.
Here we go.
6 Comboyne Street.
Loose,
don't say it online, man.
To help us make our delicious South Salt sea salt flakes. I'm Frank McManus, and with my longtime colleague John Petroff, I started the Australian Flake Salt Company to craft pure, local salt using the mineral-rich seawater from the Great Ocean Road. If you want sea salt flakes with an incomparable depth of flavour for your home, restaurant or business, visit our website at southsalt.com.au and taste the difference.
Music by Luke Biskin.
Who's nice. On the voice?
That sounds like Limp Bizkit.
He is on the voice. Yeah,
apparently so.
Guy Sebastian. I remember. How did he get his start? Guy Sebastian. He was on another one of those X Factor or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, he does.
No, he was the first Australian Idol winner. First Australian Idol winner.
What one of them? Yeah.
Thanks, Goldie.
Giving up the soul eyes on.
Yeah.
Call it out like a hammer. It's been a bad my time to ride.
Beautiful.
Until the rubber leaves the road.
Got two buzzers. He sounds a lot better than he did in the bar.
Hey, Frank, can I ask you a question? Frank, I hate to be a devil's advocate here. How are they practicing social distancing?
Everyone told me not to come to this place. They said,
"Sorry, that's Facebook keeps auto playing. So annoying."
You're right. Okay, Frank.
He wouldn't tell me anything about the show at all.
He wouldn't, no?
No.
Has he signed a non-disclosure type thing, like agreement type thing?
My understanding is that's what's happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or he just doesn't want to tell me. There's always...
I hate to be a bastard here, but the social distancing is starting to piss me off. The hypocrisy. Yeah. And like, so they got judges on there that are sitting six... How are you going to get in shot? Like, if they've got to sit, they've got to, be distanced.
I think what they'll have to do is bring in the cone of silence.
Great.
It never works.
Did you say the cone of silence?
I said the cone of silence.
Yeah, the cone of silence. I remember the day that Don Adams died. I was so sad.
What's up, Chief? Yep. Why the magenta alert?
86, I'm deeply concerned about the conference this afternoon. We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Why?
The alarm went off on the conference room door. Now, it may have been a malfunction in the electrical circuit, but on the other hand...
Yes, I see what you mean, Chief.
I assume you have the key to the conference room door.
That's right, Chief. And no one can take it away from me. Not as long as I have it on the security chain that was developed by Professor Windisch.
Good. Now, from here on, everything is Class A security. Here's what I want you to do.
Wait a minute, Chief.
Didn't you just say Class A security?
I did.
Well, then shouldn't we...
Do you want me to leave the room?
That won't be necessary, Hodgkins. We can talk under the cone of silence.
The cone of silence?
Well, this is a magenta alert, isn't it?
The cone of silence. I am deeply concerned about the conference room.
What?
I am concerned about the conference room.
How's that?
He's concerned about the conference room.
I want it thoroughly inspected for hidden devices, microphones, bombs.
What?
Check for microphones and bombs.
Oh.
Do you really think that's necessary, Chief? I mean, isn't that an anti-infiltration tactic?
What?
He wonders if that's an anti-infiltration tactic.
Oh. Why am I talking to you? Will you get this thing off of me? You know this thing doesn't work. Why do you always insist on using it?
Well, for one thing, it's 20 degrees cooler inside. All right.
So that's the COVID.
Listen, Max,
the COVID of silence.
you know, you've got it. That's the reason why you've got it, Rollo. That's all I can say. You know, that's what it's all about. It's just to frustrate the F out of you until you just curl up and die.
Well, hey, Heroes everyone. Is here. Heroes is not going to. He's not curling up and dying. Hi, Heroes.
I want to say good morning to you, Ab, and my Australian friends. This is always a pleasure.
Morning.
Sorry I'm late to the party, but there was some really good riding last night in America, and I decided that I would...
Did you stay up late to watch it? That was good stuff.
No, I decided to participate. We had some construction in our neighborhood, and there was a neighbor who was laying down a brick sidewalk. And I realized as I was watching it that is now the new currency. So I took it to my local Target. I broke some windows. I went in and I could shop for free just in exchange for a few bricks. It's the new normal, the new currency, guys.
I know you
would
do
that.
It? You definitely would do that. You're a businessman. Plus,
no,
you have to mask up before you riot, don't you? Wouldn't that be a problem?
But, you know, valid point. I am probably going to die from, you know, the sickness now within, 6 weeks?
All those rioters are on the death list now. Go ahead, Park.
Do you know my father? My father used to tell that joke, Heroes, by the way.
Which one?
The punchline was, when this woman asked for too much jewelry from a smashed window, the guy said, "Jesus, Doris. What do you think I am made of bricks?"
That's kind of funny.
That's a good one.
That was Kenny Everett. Hey, Frank, I thought that was Kenny Everett, but there you go.
My dad used to tell me that joke.
Very funny. Farce Valley wanted to say something.
I want to ask Heroes if he has to present his ADA card to the other rioters. So he has them.
They can't read.
They're all animals.
That's why I have pictures on it.
Yep, symbols and pictures. We can all read symbols and pictures. We can all.
Brilliant, brilliant joke. Brilliant.
By the way, I posted a really good essay by Vernon Coleman. Any of you guys following Vernon Coleman on YouTube? He is fantastic. He's an old man that reads very well done essays that he writes. And I'll give you a little taste of them. Vernon Coleman and How We're All Being Brainwashed. This is a good one.
Governments have been using a range of Orwellian mind control tricks during the coronavirus crisis. The slogans, the clapping and the symbols have been carefully used to enable the authorities to take control of our thinking. I'm grateful to Dr. Colin Barron, a former NHS doctor and eminent hypnotherapist who's the author of the book Practical Hypnotherapy, for pointing out to me just how our minds have been taken over and how we've been very successfully and skillfully manipulated into believing the lies we've been fed. Elected governments, aided by specialist behavioural scientists, have been brainwashing millions into accepting the coronavirus propaganda. The mind is a wonderful thing. It responds in sometimes unpredictable ways. So, for example, if you see a headline which says Boris Johnson is an alien, then most people will probably dismiss it as quite silly nonsense. But if the headline says, "Is Boris Johnson an alien?" readers will be more likely to suspect that the British Prime Minister might indeed be from another planet. And research shows that if people see a headline which says, "Boris Johnson is not an alien," then their suspicions will be raised still higher. Manipulating and tricking the mind is a professional business. We've been brainwashed, and the brainwashing has been very subtle. We've all been quietly hypnotized and indoctrinated to accept the new mass hysteria generated by governments everywhere. Many people now enjoy the lockdown and they don't want it to end. It enables them to avoid responsibility for their own lives. Do you remember who said, open quotes, "Through clever and constant application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell and also the other way round, to consider the most wretched life as paradise"?
Goebbels.
Well, it was Adolf Hitler, who was a master at mass manipulation and the use of subliminal techniques. And
I figured
it was Hitler who also commented that it was a good fortune for governments that the mass of people do not think. The Nazis were very good at controlling people's minds. Goebbels once said that if you repeat a lie often enough, then people will believe it. He also pointed out that if you want to control a population and you have to deal with an opposition, then you should accuse the other side of the sin or the trickery which you are using. So governments everywhere have been accusing those who are telling the truth of spreading fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who doesn't toe the party line is monstered and dismissed as a dangerous conspiracy theorist, though the big conspiracies have actually all been coming from governments. Countries around the world have been promoting slogans to persuade their citizens to behave.
This is the best. What's the title of this one?
If you love your pet.
This is called Coronavirus, You've Been Brainwashed, How They Did It.
This is the meat
that I wanted to play. The slogan
made in the sandwich. Come on.
It's called three by three sloganism. Let me just back up a bit.
As required. Around the world have been promoting slogans to persuade their citizens to behave as required. In China, there was a slogan which said, "If you love your parents, lock them up." In Taiwan, people were told, "To visit each other is to kill each other." At first glance, the slogans which are heavily advertised and promoted in the UK seem harmless enough. We all recognize them. Some, such as "We're all in this together," seem fairly innocuous, though we perhaps might be forgiven for adding the rider that we're all in this together, unless we happen to work as advisors to the Prime Minister. The first trio of phrases which were promoted everywhere in the UK were "keep your distance," "wash your hands," "think of others." More recently, new phrases have been added to the repertoire: "stay home," "save lives," "protect the NHS." The rhythm and pattern used in these phrases is not a coincidence. There are usually three words in each phrase, and the phrases run in threes. This isn't a coincidence. It isn't happen chance.
Three by three.
Using phrases of three words presented in groups of three is a technique known as the rule of three in psychological conditioning. And that's the reason for the three phrases with which we're all being bombarded. We're being trained and taught at the same time. It's behavioral psychology. Other hypnotherapists have pointed out that if we repeat phrases often enough, then the words and thoughts become implanted in our subconscious minds and then become a belief which motivates our behavior. And so governments repeat slogans which become beliefs.
Fakeologist.com.
Along the lines of "every day in every way, I'm getting better and better." Hitler was also a believer that if a lie was repeated often enough, it would eventually be confused with the
Fakeologist.com
by the greater part of the population. "People more readily fall victim to the big lie than the small lie," said Hitler, "since it would never come into their heads to fabricate colossal untruths, and they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. Hitler used these techniques to control and manipulate the German people and to persuade them to accept the evil things he wanted them to do. George Orwell, who invented Newspeak, also understood the importance of the triple three-word phrase. In 1984, his futuristic novel, which was written in 1948, Orwell invented the slogan, "War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength." If you want a picture of the future, wrote Orwell, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
And that, of course, was the image that they put with, what's his name, George Floyd. Interesting, George. Yeah.
Hey, we're all in this together. We're all in this together as long as we take your
distance. We're together alone. I like that one.
Together alone, why not? Yeah, why not?
That's Vernon Coleman. I'm going to post that on my website. It will be on the new FakoTube.
FakoTube!
Heroes, have you heard of the new FakoTube?
Register for your case now.
I have not heard of the new FakoTube.
FakoTube will be my own video hosting site. And because you're a patron here, you can have a channel there where you can put your videos. We're trying to keep them fakeologist-centric.
Yep.
And that should be going in the next few days.
But Heroes, just be aware that Ab's going to be having a public float of shares in the company.
Nice.
I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Heroes for his call-in to IPS the other day. I listened to that yesterday. It was really awesome.
Thank you very much.
Is that Tim Osmond?
I have to say I'm not in agreement with Tim Osmond about jumping on the disability bandwagon when you don't have one. I see no victim in that particular instance.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Force Value.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Could you tell, because I don't think he... Okay.
Hold on.
Standby. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Were you able to... I know you were able to, but Tim didn't pick up on it. I was really, really trying to lead the witness as to when I was saying, look... So I could be this intelligent guy who just kind of reverse engineered this and said, how can I proceed and be able to back into a solution that will work for me legally? Or you could believe me that my story is 100% truth, or it could be a mix of both. I proceeded to talk about the solution. Did you pick that part up?
Very subtle. I did pick up on that. But at the same time, you have expressed the experience here in the past, so you may have a valid qualification for the
PhD. I absolutely have a valid qualification. You know, in the spirit of truth, though, you know, if I had to wear a mask somewhere, you know, mm-hmm. with a gun to my head, I'm pretty sure I could get through the shopping experience. But I just, I cannot stand them. For me, it's for other purposes. But my story about my brother almost drowning me is true. And that has come to mind through all of this, that, like, I'm like, Jesus, when I put on a mask, it just, like, triggers that memory. So I feel I'm speaking with integrity that I didn't make the shit up, but I wanted to plant the seed for others to look in your life and see if, you know, have you had any kind of experience to where it could trigger claustrophobia?
Can I bust in? Sorry,
please,
here. The big shout out to Dave J, who did a recent interview on COVID with Jim Fetzer. So I suggest a lot of people listen to Dave J. Dave have not always agreed, but he did and I listened to it. And it was wonderful. But anyway, keep going. But I just wanted to put that in there.
Rick, what's his channel? Because I'm not familiar with Dave J. Shame on me. Where do I find him?
Dave J. It's in the Rick.
Oh, he's
Rick,
on YouTube. He's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Dave J. If you type Dave J. But
is he a music guy?
Yeah, no, him and I said, I made a joke. I said, I thought Fessa died years ago.
Nobody died, nobody got hurt. That's a fact. That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Yes, that's, yes. A lie. So, that's a fact. So, that's a lie. That's a fact. That's a lie.
Thank you. Thank you.
As far as the mask thing goes, I'm in total disagreement with Tim Osman that it's like using a handicap sticker to get a parking place. I mean, this is it's a hoax virus, and they're using these egregious laws on the basis of false principles to institute some sort of social control. That's not based on anything in reality. So if I can use some kind of backdoor legal thing to say, no, I don't want to do this, I don't have to pretend for some moral high ground that I have PTSD. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to use the laws.
No, nah, you're right. You can't catch a virus.com.
No, but you have to, I disagree in that you have to pretend at some time to be able to have legal standing.
Right. I
because you need to have a medical letter from a medical provider.
But as far as the moral aspect of it, no. I'll be in the system, zero issues
morally, obviously.
Morals don't have anything to do with this.
That's the soundbite.
I didn't save it. To go back later. And get
ask Anthony Fauci. That guy's got no morals whatsoever.
Dr. Fauci's my...
And
no, you call him doctor. He's not a fucking doctor.
And did you see who is he married to? Did you see that?
Yes.
I put a...
Go for it, man. Tell us.
Her name is Christine Grady, I believe, and she is the head of NIH, where he also is. She's the head of bio research on humans. I believe. Let me just look
YouTube,
it up.
The girl he on is, YouTube channel.
He is the worst. He is the worst. If I'm going to do a worst human being on the world, I mean,
yes.
You've got your young daughter who made the spaghetti soup.
I've been researching this for a few days now, and there's all kinds
this
of
things that come up. This is amazing, Polly. Amazing, Polly.
And I got lost in that, and I was determined to bring all of it to you at once in this video. But you know what? In the end, I realized this is such a big deal that it's important for me to go back to the original boom and just deliver that right now by itself to you, all right? It all started with this tweet. COVID-19 ethical challenges for nurses at the Hastings Center, and I noticed that all of these people's names got highlighted, which means that they have a Twitter account, except for this person, Christine Grady. And I thought, well, who might she be? We discussed three major challenges from a nursing perspective, safety of self and others, allocation of scarce resources, and relationships. Christine Grady is not even on Twitter. Who is she? I thought. So I looked her up. First thing I found was this. Christine Grady happens to work for the National Institute of Health. She is the chief of bioethics and the head of the section on human subjects research.
Yeah, sticking a needle in people to see if it works. Do you need any more evidence that Dr. Mengele is back in the ideas back in play? Unbelievable.
It's nice to hear young people fighting the good fight. Ryan George has just uploaded a new video. You might want to play it. It's for laughs. It's remember him.
Is that the one I played before?
No,
when
no.
The news came in.
We did that last week or the week before.
Oh, did we?
But he's uploaded a new one. If you could play that, was it a person? Yep.
Yeah, I put that. Okay, I'll.
No. You didn't play it. You didn't play it on the.
No, I didn't play it. No, I posted on fakeologist.com/blog.
All right.
Yeah, Christine Grady. So we're done with Amazing Polly. People should donate to her as well. You know, if you want content, you got to pay for it. $1 a month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I keep pushing it because I think it's important to support
these
people. Absolutely. Yeah, and if you have the money.
HopeSyndicate.com. HopeSyndicate.com. Yeah.
You know, I can't comment on it because I haven't been given my promotional membership to promote it. So, I don't know anything about it. I can't, I don't listen live to almost anything. So people really got to get in the game when it comes to that. You get, people don't listen to anything live anymore. That's gone.
No.
That's over. Although there are at least four people listening live right now, so thank you, guys.
What are Typo is one of them.
Typo is probably all of them. He's probably got four devices going. But Christine Grady, if you're going to sign up for the vaccine, which apparently at least half of the Americans are sort of amenable to. It's completely
Fox
experimental. Think about it. Do you have an opinion on that, Ryan? Okay. Let me play Ryan George. If the news.
So that's why
person.
I figure it could be a good idea to be Wills.
Yeah, okay. I don't know anyone named Will, though. Is that a problem? Or?
No, that's not.
Hey, there was an earthquake.
What? I didn't feel an earthquake.
That's my roommate, The News. You don't have to pay attention to him. The News, not now, okay?
There was an earthquake in British Columbia.
Right, yeah, The News, that's on the other side of the country.
Was it a big one? Was there a lot of damage?
A sign fell off an old fast food restaurant and some recycling bins. They tipped over.
Whoa.
Right, yeah, The News, we really don't need to know about every single negative thing that happens in the world, okay? Anyway, back to the Will thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I spoke to my doctor. He says he thinks I have all the every disease.
Really, all of them?
Hey, you guys know who died?
What?
No, who died?
The News.
The dog from Lassie died.
Oh, that's horrible.
What, the original Lassie dog was still alive?
No, it died in 1958, but the anniversary of its death is coming up, and people are pretty sad.
That is pretty sad.
Yeah, okay, I guess it is, but that doesn't affect anything, right? We can't do anything about it. There's no impact on our day-to-day lives.
This guy doesn't care about dogs, I guess.
A professional athlete was arrested for drunk driving, if you can believe that.
Well, I mean, that person should know better.
Why would we need to know that?
Well, I mean, it feels like we should stay on top of what's going on in the world, right? I mean, what, would you rather not know about this stuff?
I mean, probably a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, you sound crazy. You sound insane.
A man fell off a cruise ship in Hawaii and got hit by another cruise ship that his long-lost brother was on. They had never met, and now they're both pregnant.
Holy guacamole. That's crazy.
Okay, man, he's just telling you all this stuff so he can get your attention and keep it.
Hey, don't go anywhere, okay? Lettuce might be bad for you. I'm going to tell you about it in just a couple of minutes, okay? Don't leave.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm glad he wants my attention. He's trying to keep me informed.
That's not why he wants your attention.
Well, then why would he want my attention?
Because he has, like, this sketchy business thing going on with my other roommate.
What? Who's your other roommate?
Hi there. Hello. Please buy a car as soon as you can. Please.
Oh, well, we should go car shopping soon.
Oh, my God.
Six years to Joe Lawson.
His other roommate was ad agency. That was good. That was really good. 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Hey, Am.
Yeah, go ahead, heroes.
I just realized something.
Yeah.
You know, as President Fauci now.
What are you going to tell me? Roll of the drunk?
No. I have, when I do the math, and it's just kind of crazy, you know, ever since that I started taking those life extension drugs.
Are you on hydrochloroquine?
No, the one that's mixed with baby fetus. Yes, I've been on that for a while, and I am 100. I'm 109 years old because I was born in. No, seriously, guys, I was born. I just realized this. I was born on 3/16/1911. That was when I was known as Joseph Mengele. The
he's going into geometry. Gematria, who was the guy that you used to talk to? Zach
Hubbard.
Yeah.
Zach
but
Hubbard
anyway,
has... go ahead, President
myself,
Fauci.
I just wanted to out myself on this show that I am actually...
Oh, you're adding yourself, are you?
No, yeah.
Are you guy just,
President Fauci, what's your handle on the tweeters? What's your handle there?
There is a true President Fauci that has that name, so mine is Fauci President. But I think if you...
You have competition?
I didn't know that until recently. I'm like...
Oh, God.
but his is
Hashtag. What's your hashtag again on Twitter? Come on.
What's your hashtag?
I never included a hashtag, so...
No, it's not a hashtag. He's getting mixed
other way,
up. He wants to ask you what your username is, not your hashtag. Bro, we'll get in the game.
I'm in the game.
Well, what's your hashtag?
I noticed
what's your tweet? Are you trending?
You know, on Twitter, there's these blue check marks.
Yeah.
You get a special. No, I know you don't because you're not part of the system.
Okay.
But the thing is, what I've done to Donald Trump with the blue check marking thing is like, Susan Wojcicki, she's asserting her power. And you have to now, on Twitter, I noticed that you now have to be, you know, what you say has to go through some sort of board or like, and then CNN approves this or,
Fauci is Fauci president. Fauci president. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And actually, the president, T-O-T-U-S, that's also, I don't think I subscribe to that account, president, P-O-T-U-S. I'm subscribed to the real Donald Trump.
Yeah, so but the real one is way better.
Yeah. Okay, what's under POTUS? Let's look.
POTUS is just the official bullshit that somebody else writes for him. The real Donald Trump is where he goes when he's taking a shit. He kind of goes off.
Well, I've listened to the mainstream. I listen to Humble and Fred, and they go off on the real Donald Trump account. I think the real Donald. First of all, there's no way he's writing all these tweets at all hours of the night.
They admitted that.
Where did they admit that? Because I want to play that for the guy that thinks that Donald Trump is writing all this stuff. I mean,
no, I'm not the research guy on this line, but there's a specific guy who they've admitted helps him that is like his Twitter twin.
Okay. I don't think that Donald Trump even reads most of the tweets. The president is supposed to be busy in our minds, but of course he doesn't run the country.
I want Donald Trump to say now, right now, have you guys seen the movie Wag the Dog? How close are we to the president? Can you say, Donald, do you listen to FakoTube? Fakeologist.com? Come on, Donald.
Well, I want to, we got to get FakoTube.com. We got to get that in the public eye. We got to get that in the public perception. FakoTube.com. And that's a bit of a hero's. I named it FakoTube because Rolo calls me Fako, which is kind of cool, but it's fake and then O and a tube.
Do I have login credentials on that? Because
it's not working yet. It's not working yet. I'm still working on it. This is a pre-announce.
Heroes.
I will give you a login, or you can get a login.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Is built overnight. Nothing is built overnight.
I understand, but just so that I think you guys know, but that I have a little bit of credibility on that kind of thing. President Fauci, I used to have Look America before they banned me, and that had like over 1,000 followers. That President Fauci.
You won't be banned on FakoTube. You won't be banned.
No. I understand. I understand.
Only shadow banned. Only shadow banned.
but with Instagram, I have Zammy Pop, and he has 150,000 followers. How? And that's a different persona, obviously. Should I go on FakoTube as heroes or Fauci or President Fauci?
Whatever you want.
It's up to you. And
whatever is working
Instagram
for you.
I think I'll go President
explain
Fauci.
Instagram to me.
You're going President Fauci.
Because I can mock the Prometheans out there, the cabal.
Yeah, exactly. I get it. Mocking
the Phoenicians, mocking whatever they're called.
I can be the subject matter expert on FakoTube that really, if I bless it, you know, this has to be true.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you're certainly welcome. Do you think we should invite John LeBon to FakoTube?
Yeah.
Mocking, hey, big shout out to johnlebon.com. And mocking is the best form of flattery.
Bling, bling, blah.
We do love that guy. Hey, I'm gonna put that on my bucket list to meet him in real life, John LeBon. Yeah. Yes.
Is he circumcised?
I don't know.
You'll
have to find out.
I care.
You think John LeBon's one person? Do you?
Oh, LeBon, he's fine. He's fine.
He's two people. That's proven on.
He's got an ego so big It's bigger than John Law's.
Bigger than yours.
Oh, you know, fuck you.
I heard that. I
love you, Jolly.
It's actually a company. He's registered as a company. You know that.
Why not? The guy that...
Rollo.
He is a good guy.
Rollo, I understand that you and him had a thing. I've talked to him.
Yeah, we had a thing, yes.
I've had several conversations. I'm going to be on the show on Monday. And
aren't you honest all the time? I always like it when you say, I'd like to be honest. Oh, so does that mean everything else you don't you say is not honest?
I like to be honest, but I rarely am.
maybe I should qualify that. But my question is, so I have not found him in any such way or whatever we all have an ego, but so I don't know, maybe you can ground it for me. Maybe this just isn't the right platform,
Hear us. He's in it for what he can get out of it. And look, why not?
Listen, he's making a living out of it. It's okay. He's a good guy.
Exactly.
I swear on my children's testicles.
Yeah, me too.
he's not making that.
Target Fallon!
You're a better woman than me. But anyway, you look at it, 9/11 is a lie.
And those are the only three drops I have. Marcus, send me some drops. Are there any drops from his new show? Has anyone listened to his
show? I remember when you first got started. When you first got started on it with, what was it on, where did you get started? It was you and Marcus on...
Yeah, talk show. But has anyone listened to the new show? Heroes, have you listened to the new show? Marcus Allen on... It's on a streaming site called Hoax Syndicate. And I like Velocet, and he's running it. Well, hold on. We got to make some money here. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
It's real.
I've got information, man. New shit has come to light. Yeah.
Is Hoax Syndicate, is it an app or do you go online to just
Let me explain. Did 50 shows with Velocet, and he...
I love Velocet. I love you.
I don't want to bore the overseas audience, but you guys, like, seriously, Velocet was a... producer for Kyle and Ford Jackie podcast. And he is just the consummate professional, and so hoaxsyndicate.com I can't recommend highly enough.
Have you listened to it?
No, I haven't. But I'm not on
you fool.
Rolly in the back.
What's that? Hey, Tommy.
How can you recommend it if you haven't listened to it, mate?
Because I trust the guy like I trust you.
Oh, God, you're funny, Rolo.
You're clueless.
No, hey, Goldie.
That's really ridiculous.
Luke Wanker.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, one thing I just was trying to say before. You said mockery is the best form of flattery. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's not mockery. I thought it was mimicry, but it's actually, the quote is, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Just for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you want to hear imitation, we've got Rick, who does the, give me a voice. Have you got a new voice tonight, Rick?
Absolute wanker.
Very good.
That's good.
Oh.
No, Goldie, that's all right. You can never upset me.
It's okay, man.
You're right. You really shouldn't recommend someone you've never heard. You've never heard the new Marcus Allen show. Maybe he's slagging you every show. Did you ever think of that?
I don't care. I'm Rollo the Clown. Why should I? Why?
You are the Joker. You're the original Joker. You're the Fakeologist Joker. We love you.
Can you play that song?
What song? That song. Is it called That Song?
That Song.
Yeah, That Song. Right. Yes, go ahead, Heroes.
Space Cowboy, I think he's talking about.
Yes. Yeah, so Heroes. You're very
Thank
good
you. Thank you, Frank.
you're very good at this, to where you upload things to iTunes, which is like my favorite way to listen things when I'm on the road. How difficult is that? And like, do you think that Hoax Syndicate, that they may upload to an iTunes channel or whatever you call it? Or
well,
iTunes?
they don't have, I don't know their website because I'm not on it. I've told them that I only listen to stuff that I download. Because that way, if I'm in a basement without an internet connection, I can still listen without interruption. I pause my audios all day long because I'm taking phone calls. I'm conducting business all day where I can't be listening to a stream. So I do not know if they have any downloads of any of their shows at all. I can't tell you that. I do not know. It's only on streaming. And like I said, I don't get many streamers of this show because we're not reliably on at the same time.
I just
time.
Don't know why, if they're going to take this seriously, which I presume they are, if Velocet's on there, I just don't know why that wouldn't be priority number one if they want to get some exposure. Because even your website, it's like, I never go there because it's just drudgeous, you know, to go to yet another place. So it's not because I wouldn't love to engage, but man, you only have so many hours, but this...
I agree with you.
So easy.
Do you think you'll go to FakoTube more?
I want to help be the tip of the spear on that because I love the. Did you secure the URL?
I've already. Yeah, it's ready to go.
Here is. Ab explained it before. He wanted FakeTube.com, but it was $14,000, wasn't it?
Well, someone squatted on it a long time ago.
Yeah. FakoTube is better. It's great.
Thank you.
Because why? Because of the 3x3. So now you need to come up. You have FakoTube, and then you need three words after that, and another three words that will become your brand. So you got we have to really think about the FakoTube word 2-3 word 4-5 whatever that is. That's going to be your gold, man, because that'll go into people's brains and you'll hypnotize people like the good doctor just said.
Well, if you
hypnotize in a good way.
Here's how you could help. Could you secure a mask company and print on the mask FakoTube.com? And I'll wear that in every Costco I go into.
Why not? That's a great idea.
I'm kidding. I'm praying upon your fears.
FakoTube.com, I am ADA protected. That should be right there with the middle finger.
I love the guy who went into Walmart and started braying like a sheep. Did you see his mask? It was completely cut out.
What?
you've seen that guy.
I've heard the guy. I never saw
him. Oh, yeah. Walmart, sheep, COVID. Let's see if I can find this guy. Oh, wait. Who is... I gotta think of where it was.
We've heard it.
Where was it? It was on, Tim Osmond had it for a million times. I guess it was on the Twitter. What the hell? It's so hard to find stuff.
I know.
Hey, Ab, did you ever find the link, to the finished product of when you did the interview with Tim Osmond? Did you ever?
He never gave it to me.
Didn't he?
No, he never gave it
to me. We're not gonna slag Tim Osmond off. Here we go. I've got the newspaper on the front page today. Holy dooly. Roll out the barrels.
I can't remember the name of the guy.
I still, the last time I spoke to Ashika with you, big shout out to props to her. She was wonderful.
Yeah. Where is she? Everyone's asking about her. One person's asking.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how people say everyone's asking, and it's actually just one person?
Hey, Ab, if you want to hear, if you, like, because Rick's from New Zealand, there was a wonderful called Flight of the TV show called Flight of the Conchords. They only had one fan, and it's so funny when you just only have one person listening. It's great.
All right.
Because that's why we fly. Okay, all right, let me be serious for a second. Yeah.
Oh, there's another YouTube channel I want to recommend. I don't know. His name is High Impact Vlogs. He's got 300,000. It's a big thing. It's a big channel. Yeah. The guy's pretty good. He's a real libertarian type. I like him. And he's the one probably that pointed out, here's the guy, here's the guy.
It is freaking cold out here, and I just boiled water by harnessing the power of the sun. You can have sterilized...
Oh, here, he's got an app. Let me find it.
Are you making a difference? Got to go get some Benadryl today, and the sheep show continues to move forward here in the streets of America in my hometown. Welcome to the greatest shit show on earth.
So he's walking towards the Walmart here.
The screen seems clear. More propaganda and lies. And the killer of propaganda and lies. Are you waking people up? What are you doing? What are you doing, everyone? What are you doing today to stop this foreign takeover that is going on? I don't support what's going on, but there are businesses in my community now that are opened and operating behind closed doors of the government. The government has literally made it illegal for you to operate your business, and people are putting up with this. They say Walmart can make famous. Still, the sheep are still wandering. The agenda moves forward, people. Oh, yeah, they got the propaganda glass everywhere. It's a good thing to see a lot of people aren't going along with the hoax anymore, you know. The community has woken up. Oh, there's some sheep grazing in here. They're like, oh, my God. We're still up. Look, there's some big sheep moving. They're trying to hide. They're like, there's that guy with the cutout. There's that guy with the cutout.
Got the cutout.
He's waking him up.
Love this guy.
Waking him up. Start calling your sheriff. Start calling your city council members. Start calling.
I think his name is Thomas.
Call Karen.
Thomas. Oh, here it is. Here's the ball party.
Runners off the economic cliff onto the
period
from. If you guys find out, shoot me a link and I'll
his
modify
name is
the
David
description
Lowe.
And the pin comment to give him the credit.
David what?
He definitely.
David
deserves.
Lowe.
Without
I'll
further
put a
ado,
link.
Welcome to yeah, Bahamart Insanity.
Well, now some lady's got a clipboard on, says she's got to write down the instance. Yeah, I'm not going to continue putting up with this type of stuff. This is going to be the last time I shop at Walmart, apparently.
He's in Centralia, I mean,
call
Washington
somebody
State.
That knows somebody that knew someone. So it's amazing what's going on, people. What's the problem going on?
You're not supposed to pull this crap up till they actually walk away.
Who? Who's they?
The lady in front of you. And they're trying to take everyone's social distancing.
Who's they? Who? What?
We're just trying to keep everyone's social distancing, so we're asking that customers wait till the previous customer
all right.
Paid and
well, left. We all know it's a big crock of lies, all right?
We just have to follow.
He's wearing a roll of toilet paper
the
around
government's
his neck.
Agenda and basically, it's a,
the guy's
it's
a clown. Honestly,
you know?
I'm not saying you are, Rolo, but you remind me when you went to your place.
And I'm just done shopping here after this. How
you
much
check
money
it
do
out.
I own?
Live stream show notes.
Hey,
right.
Can I give me
a oh, here, wait. Here's
bah.
The good part. The guy's a clown.
I love this show. That's fantastic.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
The ridiculous.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't. I couldn't.
Yes, you could.
Cash my hand. Do that. No,
I tell you who could do it.
And if you guys are going along with it, it's going to destroy the American country. Do you not realize this? Bah! Is my food over there? All right, good deal. You guys have a great day. I will. Bah! Bah! Am I trespass?
No,
get a document out and trespass me then.
I'm not
going to
trespass.
Bah!
Okay, I put a link to that. Bah! Ballmark.
Do you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of Chris Kendall, and here we go. We'll do a chink fit. Big chink to Chris Kendall. He went, in front of the cops with a camera, you know, and it was fearless. It sounds the same way. All right, okay. These people that are scanning, you can hear them scanning, and they want social distancing. And again, I'll say it. In Australia, they're playing rugby league, and they're not practicing social distancing. The hypocrisy is wrong.
Or is it right? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it just, listen, in Animal Farm, all pigs are considered equal, except some pigs are considered more equal than others. Greatest quote ever from that book. So there you go. Different rules.
What was his name? What was his real name?
Let's go.
If I were marketing Faco Tube,
I think
I'd make the 3x3, so you have Faco Tube, no masks allowed, all spells broken. What do you think of that?
Okay, all spells broken?
No masks allowed, all spells broken. It kind of tells what we're going to try to accomplish, which is break the fucking spells that everyone is under. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's needs
if you don't
a little
like
worse.
It, okay, no, no yeah. that's kind of the thinking. Maybe next week we can all talk about. But that I really think that there's something to that 3x3 thing. I like it. As a matter of fact, I literally am having a conversation with Michael Loeb. He's our CEO at 12:30 today, and I'm going to send him that
video.
The video of the guy going through that. I'm just going to say, Michael, I think we can learn something from this guy.
Oh, definitely. Listen.
Yeah.
These guys know how to get messages out. That's all they do all day long. How do you get the public's attention? Well, locking them in their houses and taking their jobs away, that's a real good way. It's worked. But I think people are fed up with it. So,
think about it. They are so fed up with it. We are literally at risk in America of people actually going out and burning their cities and stuff. Never mind.
Well, they
already
are,
done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm kind of pooped.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay, one last thing. I'd love to know what everybody thinks, whether all of this, you know, is orchestrated or not, which I believe all of it has been. But what do you think this coming week, by the time we talk next week, what do you think the byproduct is going to be of all of this unrest in every damn city, literally burned down? It's going to be a week of news that to be remembered or forgotten. But what do you think is going to happen? Martial law? What do you think?
Well, I think they have some curfews in some cities. 8 p.m. curfew in Minneapolis.
Doesn't matter. How did that work last night? Ask Precinct 5.
Yeah, I'm not up to date on last night.
Oh, they burned the fucking country down.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
That's why it's a little late. I was watching until 2 a.m. the live streams of all of these cities that they were doing the police scanning. And I'm like, oh, my God. Literally, today is going to be a day of news. It's about how America burned down.
America is starting to
actually.
Rise.
David Lowe is live streaming. So it's four. What time is it? It's 5:40 in the morning in Seattle area. He's in the Seattle area.
Right.
So he's. I don't know what, this says current situation in Minneapolis, but I don't know what I'm watching here. That was 4 hours ago. Anyway, it says live on Facebook. Does that mean it's
really
live? I
never believed that.
Does it mean it's live? I don't know where this is because it's still dark.
A bunch of crisis actors going on.
Well, they are busting building.
This is a real brush fire, guys. This is a
This is USA Latest. I don't know what that is. USA Latest?
No, what I witnessed last night, it's just that you have the original agitators that started the shit. You know, that they're the bad guys. But this group crowd mentality takes over. And it's just kind of scary to witness. I was thinking in my head, thank God I don't have a young son, either, you know, like 18, 19 through 25, that would think, oh, it would be kind of cool to participate. Thank God, because, man, this is just dangerous shit now. This is now real. This is this civil unrest, this is probably the civil war that's going to happen, because I don't think it's going to
win. Here it is. Can I ask you a question?
So yes.
You don't have children?
I have four daughters.
You have four daughters. Well done. How are your four daughters taking this COVID-19 thing? Nonsense.
My daughters would through any place. They're totally under the spell. They're all under the spell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, try your best.
They should change my name from Dad to Uncle Odd, because, you know, I'm that uncle around the Thanksgiving table that, you know, that people don't want to sit next to because I'll talk about conspiracy.
I'm sorry to hear that, but
I know what you mean, man. On the side, I'm the uncle that they don't. I see their faces when I start mentioning 9/11. They just, you've been told. Don't talk to Uncle Golden Skidmark. No.
But that's why I like Ab. That's why I like somehow in the FACO tube of we break spells, or, you know, all spells broken or something, because to me that should kind of be the mission of it, because we're the real truth, right? And so we're just out there, and you could speak to that. Why did you launch FACO tube? We wanted to help break the spells that are out there.
Exactly. Oh, here we go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, everybody. This is Farce Value, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Oh, what?
Good job.
That's not Farce. What the fuck? That wasn't Farce Value.
It wasn't?
It wasn't his voice. It must have been a...
imposter?
No, it must have been years ago, because his voice doesn't sound like that anymore. He sounds like a, you know, Farce Value and his wife are just fantastic human beings. And, that did not sound like... Can you play that? Can you play that again, Ab?
Are we all still here, guys? Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey,
anything more to... Hey, come on, sing a song.
It's too big a crowd for a Saturday.
It's too big a crowd for a Saturday. Piano man, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty sad to think that the U.S. is burning.
It is.
Hmm. And what's sad is to think that it was all... inspired, mitigated, executed, and they know us, or they know big, large groups, but the agitators were the point of this spear, and their plan worked to perfection. And so now I'm thinking, just like with the sickness, you have the masks, the lockdowns, all of that followed, right? So I'm thinking in my mind, what's going to follow now? I mean, Jesus, think about it. Just even the thought of going to some of the nicer areas in your cities now is like never going to happen for a long, long time, because all the ships burned down.
And no karaoke. That's the worst tragedy.
Oh, Frank.
Horrible.
I feel for you missing that.
Breaks
again.
My heart.
Condoms on microphones and fuck that. Fuck that.
It is the last paragraph of... Revelation, though, Heroes.
Which was?
It's the last paragraph where you leave the cities and head to the hills.
Oh.
Run to the hills. Run for your life.
You know, rumors of...
Too bad. Florida's so damn
wars,
flat.
Wars and rumors of wars. You know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Florida's too flat for the hills. So I don't know what I'm going to do, guys.
You head to the alligator swamps, don't you?
Yeah, I like alligators. I get along with them just fine. So that's an option.
As long as you're not inside them.
I don't know. I've never tried it. I can't judge.
I always like my brother. He used to say, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Because my brother took Daniel Day Lewis's kids to ski. Because we were talking before about... Rockefeller and There Will Be Blood. He played the main character, Daniel Day-Lewis, in that. It's a good film. It's a good film. And I suggest. Actor. Oh, yeah. But he doesn't do many films. He always takes like a few years, like Jeremy Irons, you know. He might do little small parts, but he said, yeah, he was a great guy, and his kids were great skiers, you know. My brother is, you know, in self-imposed lockdown because he's a normie, because he believes this COVID-19 bullshit.
Yeah.
But my brother's had a great life, and I'm glad he's still with us because, you know, just from a selfish perspective, you know, we're all selfish in a certain way. I didn't want my mother to die, but what could I do to stop it? She died.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to bring the mood down. Can you bring the mood up, Goldie? Goldie, you got some noises news to bring us up? Or Frank, help. Bring my mood up. Do I need to take
a pill? Bring your mood up.
Or no, too.
This is a very sad moment.
In history, you're right.
You know, this is
This is the fall of Rome. This is the fall of Rome. Yeah, I think you're right, Frank.
Nice way of putting it.
Yeah, it's it's just if the things in Minnesota are really happening, Rick and I were on the phone this morning. Who were we talking to this morning, Rick? Who was talking about it?
Rick. Rick must have fallen asleep.
So there was one of the contributors this morning.
Paraphrase Rick, what he said. I'm sure it was awesome. Paraphrase what he said.
The fellow just told us that Minnesota's just being pulled apart in the poorer areas of Minnesota, where all the Somali people are and so on. The place is being torn apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Almost like it was planned.
Almost like it was planned. Mm-hmm.
It was planned. We know it. We know it. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It documents that the WHO, not the Doctor Who, but the WHO,
the COVID platform.
Last week or the week before, we played. John Smith from the Dead Zone. The Dead Zone, and you listen to that whole thing with Anthony Michael Hall. And the guy that played Ned Ryerson off Groundhog Day, that script pretty much played out, and that was written in 2003. Good God!
Well, think about all of the scripts that have been written even decades ago that are being played out. That's what boggles my mind: the WHO behind all of this. And they truly must be. That's why I'm convinced that it's a spiritual warfare, because it goes way back beyond just a physical human being.
Absolutely. They cannot possibly, normal people cannot have this lifespan.
I have a theory on that. I believe. And tell me if I'm wrong. But because I do believe it's a spiritual warfare, and I believe that these demons can literally possess someone like a Bill Gates and stuff.
Yes.
So these are real human beings, but the demons who possess them have been around a long frickin' time and know what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm fully on board with that idea, and that's why I constantly talk about Luke 11. It's the part of the Bible which is the least discussed, which is the most important part of the Bible.
I'm going to read it today.
Luke 11 is where the disciples ask Yehoshua, how do we pray? And he tells them, he recites the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
It is the part of the Bible where you get told how to be not led into temptation, and you ask the Creator to deliver you from evil.
Mm-hmm. That's the inoculation.
And that's my personal experience. Right? And I don't think belief is required, by the way, heroes. I just think, in fact, I'll bore people who have said this before. In the Septuagint, in the Septuagint translation, where we have the word believe
and it's he that believes in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live. It's translated as, he that behaves as if what I say is true.
Mm. Yes. So well, you remember the... You know what?
Frank, do you remember the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm the light of the world. Remember that? When Tim Robbins says that to Bob Gunton? Yeah, I'm the light of the world, you know? He who has faith in me and he then comes back to him and says, when you never know when the master of the house cometh. It's a wonderful film, Rita Hayworth, The Shawshank Redemption, a short story written by Stephen King. Stephen King made into a movie called The Shawshank Redemption, yeah.
Yeah.
Frank.
You know what's interesting what you just said about Luke 11 and the Lord's Prayer is and not needing to be a believer is I don't know if there's any others on the phone who are alcoholic, but I am, and I have been sober for a good bit of time. But when you go to meetings and what you learn through the program is that you give your disease up basically to a higher power, but it is the God whom you know. The God could be Jesus Christ, it could be whomever. You know, they don't get caught up in that. But we finish every meeting with the Lord's Prayer. And as you brought that up, I'm like, I finish every meeting with the Lord's Prayer. So that's really interesting.
The young guys, they were young at the time, was Matt Stone and Trey Parker. They did a show called South Park, and they did a wonderful take on AA, and it's a cult. It's a cult.
What is a cult?
The 12-step program.
I'm fully aware, but let me tell you, when alcohol destroys your life, what you get out of the program, like I've been in it a long time and I've only gotten to the fourth step. So I don't take that part seriously. I probably should. But for me, what is gold is going into the rooms and continuing to hear someone who has been sober for 10 years, how they flirted with that first next drink. And then how the next 3 years of their lives, they spiraled and lost their kids, their jobs, everything. I love that reminder. So for me, it's about that interaction.
But heroes, this is this COVID-19 nonsense has taken that away from a lot of people, and they weren't alcoholics. They weren't alcoholics. Yeah, they were just living a good life, doing a good job. And they've just taken it away. And like my next door neighbor who fixed my teeth, he's a consummate professional. I'm just amazed that I have to put sanitizer on my hands, like, you know, to do
holy water.
And then I idiotically I went along with it and put this. I don't know what the hell that stuff in that this slimy like. Greasy, yucky stuff. I went along with it. I went along with it just to. I know. I'm utterly ashamed of myself sometimes that I don't stand up more against.
Well, sometimes you don't know, right? I mean, the sanitizer. I always coming out from somewhere that's kind of like to me. It's just like almost if you can't wash your hands. But what I have learned lately is that sanitizer kills the good bacteria on your hands as well as anything else. And so now I'm reconsidering it entirely. But up until I heard that, which was only yesterday on a YouTube show, I hadn't even really considered that. So now I'm like, damn.
If you're in the club, George Carlin would have said, you're not in the club. But if you're in the sanitizer club and you bought shares just before COVID-19 hit, you'd be rich there.
Well, and I'm sure that's part of the COVID-19 platform.
It's called, you know, there's supposed to be a law against the inside information or whatever, you know. But
yeah, is that why, man, why, you know, 1,000 CEOs resigned over the in 2019? They didn't have any inside intel.
Story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Go,
Frank. Frank?
No, incredible. Yeah. The 1,000 CEOs thing, it's like 1,000 points of light, I guess. Look at the... Like I said, it's very clear that this is a time that is testing people's view of themselves and what they do.
Sure.
Right? So when you talk about the spiritual war that's going on, you know, people assume that the demon thing is a metaphor. Personally, I work in models. I think assuming that the demon thing is not a metaphor but a useful tool. And here is the antidote is given through Luke 11.
Yep.
And to expand on that further, Luke 11, Yehoshua doesn't say pray to the Pope or pray to the Virgin Mary or pray to St. Bartholomew of the Left Carbuncle. He says pray to the top guy. Go straight to the top. Mm-hmm. Do not pass go. Yeah. And that is that is the thing that I think is the greatest religious conspiracy we confront at the moment is that people are told prayer doesn't work because, in fact, they're being taught to pray to the wrong dude anyway.
Right. Oh. Hey, Frank.
All right. Hey, I've just been giving the wind-up. Frank. Hold on, guys.
Sure.
I've just been giving the wind-up. I'll still listen, but I won't be able to talk anymore.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I'll still listen.
Great chatting with you.
Oh, good on you, heroes. And good on everyone who took part in the fakeologist audio chat tonight. All right.
Well, this is kind of my happy time of the week, and I'm sorry I can't make it every week, but or I may be late, but I do have to say I feel 100% better starting my weekend with all of you guys. I just love So, Frank, I am looking at, I'm like down to my last little bit of Seabright Australian natural sea salt flakes. Are you still in that business?
We sure are. It's booming. My business is booming.
That's great. I mean, I bought so much the first time because there was that, it like was silly. The shipping was silly, so I might as well just stock up. But it has been a great...
Well, I'm glad you like it. I still think you are, you know, if you're going to buy it, you're better off buying the tub that you bought. Just use it more quickly.
Well, I don't have quite the appetite for salt that you do. It's a nice accent for me. It's kind of not the main course, but I love it. It's a great product. So thank you for shipping it a while back.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Thanks for buying it. Yeah, no, that the business going well.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, your doggy thing is going okay?
Interesting? Yeah, Zammy has like 149,000 followers now. And
that is,
it's
that's been, amazing, isn't it?
And it's been discouraging, though, because I can't wrap my mind around it. Literally, 4 months ago before all of this started, he had almost 155,000 followers, and I'm a competitive guy, so I've always had my eye on him. Like, yeah, I can't wait till I get to 250,000 followers. And based on the trend, maybe would have been another year. And then every freaking day I'd wake up and I'd lose 200 followers, another 200. Now he's down to almost 148,000, and it's actually very discouraging to me. It shouldn't be, because who gives a shit, but it is. And I'm like, I'm almost wanting to give the middle finger at Instagram and just, not post daily anymore, because it actually takes effort and work to do it well. And
but don't you think it's slightly weird that people, no one's going to actually log off and not follow you.
I have often said in the stories, I'll take a screenshot going from 152 to 151 and just I'll ask a question. Come on, really? Who unfollows a children's therapy dog?
I've never heard of that.
but I don't know why. I don't know if he, because he historically has been, you know, he's my rated G persona who just spreads joy in this world. So is there something about that that the Prometheans don't like? And so they're like, hey.
At this stage, you would have to conclude it's a bit weird, isn't it?
I do conclude that. I just can't wrap my mind around it. It boggles my mind. The only thing that keeps me engaged with posting daily is I break out of my ego and I think, but there are still well over 100,000 people who do enjoy him, and this is for them. Fuck everyone else. You know?
Well, it's probably. I mean, you've got no idea. No, you could have your 500,000 followers. You simply don't know.
Very good point.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You know, you'd have to say on the balance of probabilities that it is unlikely that people are taking the effort to unsubscribe. Why would they do that?
That is a great point. Thank you for sharing that.
Simply going, yeah, they might not look at you every day, but they wouldn't. I don't think they'd go to the effort to unsubscribe. I just don't.
Or it could have been at some point in time, there could have been some bots that subscribe that are falling off. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I do not know who all does follow, who I just don't know. You're right. Well, put it this way. It's good mental gymnastics for me to maybe give a little less shit about it.
Well, no, I think it's good to do the thing. You know, obviously, if you're getting that level of interest, I mean, you might be unhappy.
I mean, give less shit about the people falling off.
I would do that. Because you, unfortunately, these are commercial enterprises, and the idea is to get people interested into thinking it's a genuine thing. In the long run, it's another system of control, isn't it?
That's another good point, because I never engage in the monetization, because he's a children's therapy dog and half of the content has always included some kids. So I've been asked by lots of different companies, pet related products and such, if I'd monetize it. And I've always said, guys, I can't with good conscience. I just can't monetize these kids. And it's about them. And so maybe it's because I'm not generating that they're getting a piece of.
Quite likely. I mean, it's a more, you've just got to work out models that are plausible.
Right. So when you say you work with models, what do you mean by that?
Well, to me, everybody works with, I call it the model on my website.
Okay.
Everybody, whether they realize it or not, is making assumptions about how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for most people, the models are what I call implicit. You know, people don't realize they're using models in the way they think. But everybody is, so in my world, in my mind, the model I'm using at the moment is that, you know, in the beginning there was darkness, and you know, I basically think the world works on the biblical model, if you like.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Explicitly, you know, but literally the biblical model in you know, that there's a cover over the top of the earth and it's flat and all that stuff.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agreed.
I can
reconcile the world And I'm happiest when I reconcile it to the Bible. And I admittedly, John Laban kind of threw me for a loop with this history hoax thing when I went down that rabbit hole. It really, and I apologize to him because I dissociated from him at the time. I'm since back supporting him, but I had to, and I lied and I apologized to him for lying. I said that I had a financial issue in my life and I have to ratchet back all of the support. Sorry about that. You've been great. But I had to do it for me because there was like a 2.5 year period, which was miserable for me, to where prior to I would read the Bible daily. The world was reconciled in my mind. And then when all of a sudden I had to think that, hey, we can't track any history back prior to the 1800s, really, that threw my mind. It was like he reached down into my brain and hit control alt tilt, and it was very unhealthy for me. So I backed out of the whole all of this that we're talking now, engaging with guys like you for 2.5 years, I just had to become a normie. And then this COVID happened, and it sucked me back in. And now I've grown a set of nuts to say, no, you know what? I don't have to believe everything he says. And because he's so good, I literally do track with like 90% of his takes. But this history thing, the Bible for me is, you know, inspired by a higher authority, you know, not a book, but 60, how many 63 books or six? I don't think 66. It's 66. It's 66. Okay. So 66 books written on 3 different continents, 3 different languages. And you have part of it that is projecting the future. Part of it is fulfillment of those prophecies. And it all comes together with one narrative straight through, which ultimately leads to, you know, redemption and this character Jesus. And so, and when I was embraced with that and just, you know, my Bible, like I'm sure yours, has notes in it and is highlighted on thing. I shelved that. It is in a plastic bag. And you today are the reason why I'm going to break it out of that plastic bag that's in my closet on a shelf, because I'm going to reread Luke 11, and that's probably going to get me back into my daily reading. So I thank you, Frank.
Yeah, so you know, I've regularly come into conflict with John Le Bon over his views. I have said to him frequently, as far as I'm concerned, he behaves like a Jesuit in every way. So the Jesuits, their mission is to discredit the Bible.
Well, I don't think he does it on purpose with intent. I think he just has a brilliant mind. And again, I agree with most of his takes. And the thing is, he's very cool with disagreement. I think he would be surprised if someone agreed with him 100% on anything. I think he's gone through the same cycle we all do, to where you get to a point to where you just want to reveal to the world, you know, that, hey, are you aware of X, Y, and Z? And then you realize the world of normies, that doesn't serve you really well to be that, to preach the gospel of truth, right? And so he backed off. He's cool with it. He's like, look, law of attraction. If ultimately people come to my site and support it, you know, great. If they don't, great. But I don't have to change the world by arguing people into my belief constructs one at a time. I hope nobody agrees with all of me, because I don't think John thinks that he's not conceited enough to think that he knows everything. And I believe that. I know there's others out there will laugh at that. But no, I think he has helped me in so many ways. But I stand firm on history and the Bible. That was the happiest time of my life. Everything made sense. And so I'm going to go back to it, because now it makes sense more than ever, because this is about spiritual warfare, and it's all spelled out in there. They have a plan, and, you know, we're in it, but they don't like us. They hate us. Yeah. We piss them off because we have a direct relationship to the man.
Yeah. In short, that's the, you know, essentially the model that I work on. There's been deception in the Bible, as we know, because it was
books interpreted.
It's that the books that were put into it ultimately were decided by a pagan emperor, Constantine,
mm-hmm.
whose job was, you know, and there were certain books that were left out, such as the Book of Enoch, that are referred to.
Yeah, I love that book.
Yeah, well, and that's referred to by Yehoshua and numerous other people, so we know that it's a book that makes no sense to have left it out. And
is a bread. Right, Frank, that was left. So God still has control over the entire process. So those 66 books, you know, were God inspired, and he allowed them to be 66 books. He allowed Enoch to be out, but he left the breadcrumbs, and maybe that was for Maybe he just wanted a certain group of people to maybe.
But, and
know,
that's the story. In the story, you know, the story of the Bible is that those who turn their, if you turn your back on the Creator, he will turn his back on you. That's the story, isn't it?
You know, he'll give you what you want. It's like, be careful what you wish for. You want it?
Yeah, right. I mean, but in the end, again, to bore you with this, I do my best not to believe anything, right? So getting back to the idea of models. The idea is simply that we work on models, and if the models are useful and help us make useful decisions, then it makes sense to keep using them. For example, is the Earth flat or is it a sphere? It turns out that everybody assumes the Earth is flat. Did you realize that?
Well, I think our empirical experience is that it is flat, but
it's not just that. You actually assume in your day-to-day life the Earth is flat for everything you do.
Oh, absolutely.
And you assume it's unmoving, right? So
that's our empirical experience, yes.
Yeah. But there is no example in the real world where you do anything other than assume the world is flat and unmoving. For example, when you fly from New York to Los Angeles and back again, no one ever takes into consideration the fact that while they're up in the air, the Earth is spinning at 1,600 kilometers per hour or 1,000 miles per hour underneath them. No one
exactly.
ever does that, right? So there's
not even the pilot.
Not even the pilot, especially not the pilot. And a pilot makes use of equipment, makes use of instruments, gyroscopic instruments, which are also based on the assumption that the Earth is both flat and unmoving. Otherwise, the navigation equipment wouldn't work.
And it's even in their patents.
Yeah, and that information, these assumptions never fail us, right? They never fail in any way, shape, or form. And I'm a mining engineer. I've probably told you this before. I have worked on surveys for very large mines, you know, some of them that had a bit 40, 50 kilometers separate from another part. And our plans and drawings were all based on the assumption that the Earth was flat. We never made any. I'm still a practicing engineer. We never make any. Allowance for curve. No one does. But so,
you know, one thing that impacted me, the two things that have impacted me in arriving at this conclusion is that there's just no way in my mind, and there's been no experiment ever to where someone within a lab, I don't care how magnificent the lab is, how many billions spent on it, just to produce this one experiment. But if somebody could show me that they can create an experiment where, let's just break it down to something very simple, that a soaked tennis ball, if you put it and you spin it at the rate that the Earth is spinning based upon what the scientists say, and if that water stays on the tennis ball because of a gravitational force, if they can't replicate that, it's really hard for me to embrace the fact that this planet is round and spinning and the water stays on. That's one.
I think I could easily demonstrate that to you, because this rate at which the ball is spinning, if you have a wet tennis ball, the rate at which the Earth turns is, you could demonstrate that the water is going to stay on.
You could not, Frank, because it would drip. If you're telling me that it would slowly, it would drip down at the bottom of the ball, and ultimately it would become dry.
Okay, well that's reasonable. All right.
Yeah. So that's one. I just want to get it in before I forget. Yeah. Two is I went and researched the patents on railroads, and I'm like, when this first came out, and I'm like, surely somewhere within those patents they are allowing for that curvature per mile. So even if it's at the slightest bit, that they would have to. And guess what? They are all straight as straight can be. Every one
Absolutely.
Of those.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I, you know, I'm a mining engineer of now 40 years experience. It never applied. All of this only came to me in later in my life, of course.
Oh, me too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, and then if you ever get bored and want to read my blog, I talk about how it's impossible to have an atmosphere and an infinite near-perfect vacuum of space.
Correct.
So the whole idea that we can have a vacuum of space is impossible.
Right? Yep.
So what that means is, now there's only one book that describes a world like that.
Right. That's excellent.
So what led me to the conclusion that the most accurate description of how the world works is the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Bible in general.
Right.
Right, from page one. And and from there on, you know, that's how I've ended up. And then I was regularly finding my life turned upside down by just, you know, everything's going really great for me. And then my life just gets turned upside down by some crazy bit of nonsense. And this would just happen over and over and over again, to the point where I became kind of famous for this kind of nonsense. You know, you're going great and then just a mess.
Out of nowhere. Right.
But from the time, literally from the minute, I said, okay, well, let's, given the Bible's talking about this stuff, from the minute I realized the Lord's Prayer was offering a way to, from the minute I started to realize that, well, okay, if that's true, then there might be demons and all of this stuff. The demons might be real.
Mm-hmm.
From that, you know, that's a model to work on. I don't have to believe it. It's just an idea. So as
it reconciles.
So my experience was when I commenced the prayer that those hokey things and a bunch of other nice stuff like sorting out my taxes that have been building up for years and, you know, I thought it was going to be chaos. All of these fears just dissipated.
Mm.
The realization that there's no nuclear weapons came from it.
Yeah.
And numerous other, and then, you know, and this virus thing, and you realize that practically all of what we call modern science of the last 120 years is fraudulent from start to finish. There are no applications of that science. All of the things that we have, like electric motors and so on, are all from the work pre-1900.
Wow.
All the stuff that we, you know, say, oh, yeah, but if we didn't have proper science, you wouldn't have electric motors, you wouldn't have computers. None of that is true. None of that is based on nuclear physics or anything. All of the stuff that we call science that, you know, really works predates 1900.
But, you know, that's a new take for me. That's interesting.
So that is where I began praying, and then you find out this idea about belief is not really what it's saying. It's actually saying the Bible, in fact, does say test the Bible. It constantly, you know, you're exhorted to test the Bible all the time.
That's Paul.
And so how do you test it? You test it by prayer, basically, and praying to, you know, the Virgin Mary. It's pointless because the Virgin Mary is really a false goddess anyway.
Absolutely right.
I think
you're spot on.
Anyway, my experience. So, and that's going back to the models, right? The idea of models is that we all have models, but many of the models are implicit, that we don't know how to make our models.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Again, Frank, I was going to say, I have a... to get my dog to the groomer at 10, and it's about a half hour away, so I'm going to need to scoot. But
thanks for the chat.
Wrap this up, but yeah, it's been great chatting with you. Great catching up. So and thank you, because, you know, I will give you full credit. I'll give John LeBon credit for me putting the Bible in the bag, and I'll give you the credit for me taking it out of the bag. So thank you.
Pleasure.
And by the way, I love John LeBon. Don't take that wrong. It was that he pushed my brain so hard that the history thing, I was like, if I cannot trust the Bible, I'm fucked in my head. So, but now I feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, well, I can, you know, again, I just pray that the things that I've said to you do you no harm, really.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, they've been very helpful, actually. I'm kind of excited about it. This will be a better Saturday than I've had for a long time. So, good show.
Sayonara.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. It looks like I'm the last person talking, so I guess I better log out. Good night. Any listeners?
That's all, folks.